Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check.
Yeah, yeah,
mic
yeah.
Check, mic check, mic
oh,
check.
Oh, 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 oh.
How we do it, yo, it's so fine. What up, niggas, it's episode 179. Danny, yo, Big Daddy, Donnie, Frank, Fronte. What you want, hey, we gonna just want they guys that we got when I'm on the MIC. Black Dolphin in the house, what up, Kurt B. Yo, my nigga, yo, we missed ya. Get back in the mic, cause niggas can't diss ya. Whenever we rip the styles, cause you know that I got flavor like a banana. I took enough beans at Caravana. Like Charlie Hilly and Tatiana. Millie and Molly and all your girls wearing bandanas and wearing less than that, cause Danny O's so fat. I grab the mic and make sure I put a bitch on her back. It's freestyle, you niggas know how I do. Got niggas in the background representing my crew.
Time for your weekly dose of the bulge you peep the most. Fans of mixed martial arts and wrestling marks, keep your speakers closed. Introducing Big Daddy, Donnie, Danny, yo, and Frank Fronte, the fatty, the tally, and the Rastafari. We fucking run the party. Visit our site and just realize that everything we typing up is hyperlust. No need to fight and fuss, leave it for the workers. We get on the mic and shut down all your servers. Stop that podcast before your wax squad gets a fat target on your back from Black Prophet. We blasting bomb shit, too scandalous for cameras, even though the internet can't handle us. Toronto to Los Angeles, we plan a bus in every session for the best show. Like a Bret Hart impression, just like Jordan, we Hall of Fame pros. So turn it up, niggas, it's time for the old show.
The old show, you can't fuck with us. With the pump 79, the old show,
yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the 179th edition of Rated O Radio. We talk everything. Don't call this a wrestling show.
Nice.
Because you know we don't.
Nice rhyme in there, buddy.
Oh, did I rhyme?
Yeah, guys.
Completely accidental.
Pure flav this week, man.
You heard me. I mean, right. What other show will let you listen to their sound check that turns into
trust
an award-winning banger?
Yeah, out of nowhere. One take a luz.
That's just how we roll.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it, niggas.
My name is Big Daddy Donnie.
Yo.
The man throwing out the N-word is your bro, Danny O.
That's how I do, son. Done.
He swears he's allowed to.
Half of me is.
And that half showed up today.
Yeah, well, if you realize...
The other half we'll see in 4 years at the next World Cup.
You will see it at yeah, absolutely. Hopefully I'll learn the language by then.
Not a chance.
If you pay attention closely when you guys listen to the O Show, you'll notice I only use the word half the time. I'm staying true.
And the cackling fat bugger to my right. I like the word bugger.
Cackling fat bugger is dope. Like, you know, some people have that moniker. That one's got to stick. Cackling fat bugger is good.
I'm good with that. Yo, the CFB. Bugger.
CFB, son. CFB.
Make a t-shirt.
Cackling fat bugger. That's good.
I'm a CFB. We'll sell those.
You think anyone's going to buy those shits, though? For real. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know if there's that many CFB supporters out there.
Well, I think any, you know, big fat dude is going to be like, this is me. I'm the cackling.
They'll take ownership of the shit. They'll be like, don't disrespect us cackling fat buggers by calling Frank one of them.
As long as Frank doesn't try to take ownership and ask for a piece of the royalty.
Right, no.
That ain't happening.
I would
happening.
Never do that. Yeah. My own shirt. Why would I want money from that?
No. Know your role, kid.
Trust.
Hold on, CFB.
I could sell a shirt with your fat face on it and I'm not giving you a nickel.
That would sell, dude.
Mm-hmm. I hope
it
does.
All knows.
I hope we sell those and it's our best seller and you watch me count and fold the money.
That'd be hype.
Yeah. It'd be the best feel. Hey, Donnie, I'm a little hungry. You think I could get a little bit of that just so I can have a slice?
We should register.
Fuck off, Frank.
We should register it under a company name, Frank Fronte, so even his real paychecks come to us. Yeah.
So when
we'll sue him and shit for work he's done for the past several years.
And when we do fire him again, he'll have to change his name. To fatty.
Yeah, finally.
Oh, wait a minute. We tried that.
You thought we weren't finished. That's the gimmick.
That is the gimmick.
That's coming.
We own you, bitch.
That's
so
fine.
No do-rag this week, I noticed.
Yeah, you know. Dang.
Did you rock it on Saturday?
No, I did not.
Hold on
I
a second.
Couldn't.
Did you go to Caravana like you promised?
I didn't go to Caravana. I went to a nightclub Saturday night from Caravana week, and that counts.
A nightclub where?
Hold on. Was there black people in the club?
Many.
Really?
Define many.
They played.
They played black people music. I didn't hear a Daniel
black
track.
Black people
music. What, they played
reggae
soca?
And soca?
Yes.
What's black people music? Hootie and the Blowfish?
At the club he went to, I'm sure.
No, hold on. It was reggae, and so that kind of counts as a Caravana.
Can you name a Hootie and the Blowfish tune? I don't think I can.
I can't spell Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, you could do that.
I can name their first album, idea. Cracked Rear View, 1996.
You're on crack.
Wow.
Yeah.
In your rear.
And I got a good view.
Gross.
Me don't want it.
No.
Get back in the isolation booth.
How was this? So you basically went to a Caravana Flex. You went to the club.
Yeah, you know, I was at a club. It was good times.
Did you even come into contact with a black woman?
I might have. I was on the dance floor. I kind of grazed up on a girl by accident. I said, I'm very sorry.
Right.
But, you know, other than that,
Are you saying you grinded on a girl or you were on your way to the bathroom and you bumped into someone and you had to say sorry before her big black boyfriend beat the piss out of you?
Right. The latter of the two.
Oh, well, that's not grinding up on a girl.
He had a towel on his head. I didn't know why. I thought he was Sabu for a sec, but he was like, it's a kid of sweat. I don't know why. Why do black people wear towels? Is it because they're sweaty? Like, I don't get it.
At Soca Fets, it's really popular to bring a rag
and, just, you know, yeah, okay.
and wipe your sweat off. Yes. It gets very hot on sweaty.
That's true.
Yeah.
They were doing this dance called.
You should bring a beach towel to them shits.
As a handkerchief.
Yeah. You need them shits, son.
Oh God!
There's this new track I've never heard of it before, and I'm referring to you because you're into hip hop.
I thought you were gonna say because it's a Daniel song.
No. What do the Dougie?
Do the Dougie?
The Dougie. It's a it's a whole dance that goes
is
along
it reggae?
With it.
The Dougie Gilmore.
No.
Not Daggerin. Is it Daggerin?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Dougie, and it's a big song in the States, kind of big here, and everyone who was in the club that was from the States was going nuts. They were doing this dance like with their shoulder dusting their heads off.
Let me teach you something about Caravana.
Please do.
No one's from the States. It's what dudes say to get pussy Caravana weekend. Yo, girl, what you saying? Yeah, I'm from Michigan, just here for the night. Yo, you want to come to my place? You want to come to my
hotel? I know
hotel?
Niggas who've pulled that shit, because a lot of Yankees do come up for Caravana. Like
nobody from the States comes to Caravana.
Guy,
it's all a work.
I saw license plates from everywhere. Jersey, Michigan.
They you get can't get name. A plate? You walk into any head shop in Toronto, you can get a plate from anywhere.
You saw me to get you laid. Can get the guy's going to buy a plate?
David.
Hey, you know what I see when I go to Caravana? Big fat brothers who can't get laid but once a year because they come through and they'll find these trusting fat white girls.
That's true.
Who'll be like,
who get laid once a year as well.
Oh, I love a brother like this because he respect my big ass. He respect me. This boy, I gonna rock his world tonight. Let me tell you.
Is that the white girl impression?
That's right. The white girl who thinks she's a black girl.
That's
because
true.
She's down with black cocks.
That's true.
Yeah, but you're making
you
her.
You know that, bitch.
You're making her American. White girls from Toronto and Caravana.
They still rock a patois.
They talk like this, Bredgen, because I don't like the way those men move still.
You got two black. The white black girl is still whack.
Oh, yes. I know. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
She sounds like me.
And it's the whole like, oh, I'm going to rock his world tonight because he's only in town for the night. He'll go home and tell his boys. Yeah. His boys will come up next year and I'll do them all.
Next thing you see that nigga on the bus stop on Monday.
Yeah, in Oakville. Yeah. Don't give me this shit.
Speaking of black, we got some real blackness back in the house. After a long hiatus.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Black Dolphin, Kurt B, is here. The on again, off again associate technical producer of the program. I shouldn't say on again, off again. On again, off again in studio.
In studio. Yeah.
But this dude is always on call.
No question, man. That's true. And he came through with the big bass line again this week.
And I had to
man, we missed
up
that.
A bit. It was straight fun.
Up. Where you been, dog? What's up?
Man. Working, been around, and
you were busy this Caravana weekend, I bet too,
Caravana
right?
Caravana weekend was bullshit. Cause
why is that, dude?
At two weddings,
wait,
on Caravana Saturday and on the Sunday.
Not black people, then?
Of course not.
Oh man, that's where
guy.
You lose your bread.
Chinese and white.
Chinese. And
who
white.
Had the, who had it on the Saturday? The Chinese dude.
The Chinese guy was on the Saturday.
Yeah. Hold on, did the Chinese guy marry the white guy? Is this a gay wedding too?
No, but I don't know. They're both
cool, fags for running a wedding on Caravana.
Oh, for sure. That's automatic. That's like when you lose a bredgen. Like, your wedding's when?
But most likely, if it's a Chinese wedding and a white wedding, they had no clue Caravana was even
Exactly. Like, was there any black people at the wedding besides you?
The Saturday one.
There was a white guy with a tan.
Maybe.
There was me, my buddy.
Black
girl,
buddy.
And three other people.
My buddy. You're all talking white. And you definitely did not run the parade.
Happens when you miss out, man.
My buddy came and
missed out on my ass and shit. Anyways, so there's about six of us in the back corner of the.
They sat you together.
They sat.
For real?
That's the black table.
In the back.
In the corner.
The DJ booth.
Far from the open bar.
Everybody else.
Oh, they put you by the DJ table?
They put them by the music. Smart choice.
That'll keep them happy. They'll just dance in the corner. Just let them dance. I don't want them too close to the open bar, though.
Holy shit, dog. One of my other white friends is like, yo, you got to talk to Derek. I'm like, why? He's like, yo, all the black people in the corner. I'm like, no shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
And I looked at me and started to laugh.
Yeah, have your own Carabana over there, guys.
Corner Banna.
Done the party, Bridget.
Done the party. Done the party, Bridget.
Corner Banna.
Make sure of that shit.
That was the greatest hit, man. You went to Corner Banna, guy. That's where you were on Saturday.
So why are you bitching?
That sucks.
What are you bitching about? You still had a party.
Oh, yeah. Man.
All right, so enough of that shit. I heard you actually have some big news.
Yeah. Yep. What's up?
Big news.
Tell us, Black Dolphin.
Having a little girl, a little addition.
A little baby dolphin.
Baby dolphin.
Look at you.
Little bee's coming.
I wish people could see this motherfucker grinning from ear to ear right now.
Let me explain, because this will be hard for Frank. See, he puts his penis in a woman.
Right.
That happens sometimes. It's going to have a baby.
That's so good.
When the male phallus encounters the female reproductive organs, seminal fluid is released into her female passageways.
Right.
The egg is fertilized. Oh. 9 months later, out comes a little you.
He doesn't get it, man. He's the blank look in his eyes.
I get it. I just don't get it.
Brother.
He's not getting it.
That was good.
You understand?
You deserve some wild form of props for that. Kurt B, man. Congrats. That's
thank
huge.
You, thank you, thank
wicked.
You.
Oh, man. That's really dope, dude.
Is she doing a month?
You got any names for the little one yet? Yeah,
Laquisha.
Your raceosity knows no end, eh?
Not today.
Corner Banna, Laquisha.
Rhyme off 101 ghetto names.
Stereotype Laquisha. Don over
Obama
here.
Nita.
Obama Nita.
You're stealing that from a YouTube gimmick.
Yes, I am.
Everything this guy says is stolen.
Damn, dude.
The Dane Cook of the O Show.
I'm just saying, I got the email from a white friend. Hey, it's really funny. Watch this.
Yeah, white people aren't allowed to laugh at that.
No.
Really?
No.
I haven't
racist.
Seen it, and I'm pretty sure that...
it's a couple of Filipino dudes making as many ghetto black names as they can come up with.
And Obama Nita's... Sorry, what is the girl's name?
Ariana.
Ariana. That's very nice. Sweet. Pretty, man.
That's nice.
Yo, congrats. That's
thank
big,
you, thank
dude.
You, thank you.
Very cool.
Picking the name is tough, man. You don't want to get something that, you know, people are going to make fun of, and you don't want to pick something that sounds like a stripper name. You don't want to get a name that's the name of a girl you've run before.
Speaking of strippers.
Or thought about running.
That's some true shit. That's
right?
True. Yeah, you can't name her after someone who was a runner.
Yeah. Yo, my boy did that.
He named his ute after a runas?
He named his little one after a girl that he always had a thing for. But his girl, girlfriend, didn't know about this.
Oh, that's foul business.
And when they reached their 10-year high school reunion, guess who was there?
Oh, no.
And I'm not going to say baby and friend's name because it's a very unique name.
Okay.
But let's put it this way. When my boy introduced his lady to his ex-lady, and it's like, that's interesting. You have the same name as my daughter.
Right.
And I've never heard that name before.
Yep.
Kaboom!
Yeah. Explosion.
Oh, dude. Let me tell you. Guy was couch surfing a month.
What was he thinking? That's forever. That's your kid's name. What do you think?
Oh, he tries to get off it. Like, it was just such a pretty name. And I couldn't even remember where I heard it before. It was just such a nice name. And it just always stuck with me. And I just always thought it was such a nice name. And I didn't want to be with her, baby. There's nothing like that. I didn't want to be with her. I thought it was such a nice name. And I just wanted to keep that name forever and ever. And it's a pretty name. What do you want from me? Her parents are geniuses.
Wow. Wow.
Plus, she had a big set of tits.
That makes sense. I might name my kid after a big set of tits. You didn't run a big titty bitch named Ariana, have you?
I don't know anybody named that name.
The funny thing is, I have.
Oh!
Oh, Lord. I should not have mentioned that.
Any second now, Dan's going to get a text. Daniel, we need to speak.
Yeah.
You said.
Anyways.
You son of a bitch.
Let's leave that alone.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You're fired.
From my cunt.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And now it's time for O's and No's.
Oh, no.
O's and No's. O's and No's.
Well, Doc, since we're on the topic of runners, I have to throw my first O towards this little tidbit of news.
Ooh.
Yeah. Y'all know about my man Lawrence Fishburne, right?
Yeah, I like that guy.
Acclaimed actor?
Yeah.
Well, y'all going to find out real soon about Montana Fishburne if y'all ain't heard about her already.
I thought you were going to tell me Lawrence Fishburne's gay and it just came out because I've always had my suspicions about
really?
Him. Really? Totally.
Don't diss Furious Styles, man.
Dude, I'm just saying. When I see him, I think Mo.
You're crazy.
Mo.
Ho, Mo.
Well, his daughter Mo, as in Montana. I don't know. Maybe they call her Mo for short. I'll tell you what they're calling her.
I wonder why. Because he's a Mo.
They're calling her Ho for short. I'll tell you this much. You're going to figure out real soon, in case you haven't yet, Montana Fishburne is about to make her debut movie.
In porn.
Porn Alliance. 19-year-old Montana Fishburne debuts this September in her Vivid Entertainment debut.
I hope it's a parody of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, dog. I don't know why I want to see this so bad, but I Googled the bitch earlier.
She fine?
Yeah. Now, news has it that
By the way, horrible name for a porn star. Fishburne?
Wow. You two for two, son. That is probably the worst pum pum name of all time.
That is a nigga, man. Holy
shit. True that, dude. I'll give you your nigga moment props right there. Dog, she's 19 and fine, and Larry is pissed.
I guess.
Yeah, he's vexed. He's not happy with his ute right now. Wow. Story has it all over TMZ and all them places there about how Larry is cheating. And check out this shit. She actually thinks this is her ticket into real Hollywood films. Like, having your daddy as a big-time fucking actor.
Yeah, that was your ticket.
Wasn't going to help you? Now your shit is taking dick all left, right, and center? Shit. Wow. Montana Fishburne. I'm downloading some shit as
your
we
daddy
speak.
Is one of the A-list celebrities of Hollywood, and you need to do porn to make it in Hollywood.
He's fucking Morpheus. What's wrong with you, bitch?
I don't see Tom Hanks's boy doing any porn.
Oh, man.
You know?
If he was, you'd be sure to check it out, I'm sure.
Totally. I'm a big Tom Hanks fan. You telling me you wouldn't watch a Forrest Gump remake?
Forrest Hump.
Jen A.
Forrest Hump.
Jen A.
Where he's busting the
Jen. I'm going to stick it in you, Jen A.
Lord God.
Oh.
I can't believe that was my first O, but here's my real first O. Caravana Weekend was off the chain, son.
Yeah.
Just like I thought it was going to be. And here's why
I didn't go.
I'm sure you didn't.
Not for one second did I go this year.
Sucks to be you.
I thought about it a couple times. Then I had some friends that were thinking about, like, people I was actually hanging out with. Mm-hmm. And first, actually, I got at you.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, I know Daniel's got all the connections to everything Caravana Weekend.
I really don't. I'll be real with you.
Well, I figured you would. But I said, dude, where are you heading? Oh, I got this one flex and I got an X flex. And we got a hookup.
Yeah,
you going to hook me up? Nah, guys, no more hookup.
Whatever.
Oh, thank you. Well, then I'll go to a place where white people hang out and drink beer and listen to Led Zeppelin.
This guy wanted to come to Marshall Montano. I didn't even get the tickets, first of all. I got hooked with the tickets. I didn't have hookups for tickets.
To what? Marshall Mathers?
Marshall Montano happens to be like one of the biggest soca artists on the planet. Over 7,000 people in the building.
Wow.
When I say building, I mean outdoors. Retarded. But for the first time ever, I was actually in the parade this year, son. I walked the entire parade
You're on a float?
I wasn't on the float. I was on the ground.
Wearing rainbows.
No, it was light green this year.
Gotcha.
The t-shirt. But the t-shirt got me in. And let me tell you guys, bubbling to the right of me. Bubbling to the left of me. Bubbling behind me. Bubbling in front of me. I couldn't escape the bubbling guy. Beans. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Frank
man.
Has no idea what you're talking. He thinks it's a chemistry class.
Yeah. There were no beakers at Caravana, man.
What are the bubbling? What?
Champagne, Frank.
The yell them, guys. The Douglas bubbler. You know? Come on, guys. Don't you listen to the track? He said you like the tune.
Yeah, he likes the beat, but he doesn't know what the fuck is being said.
Oh, there was bati everywhere. Some of the girls.
So many
year.
Batis and boobies you could rub, come, autumn.
Absolutely, man. I can't wait. I'm already amped for next year.
I just can't believe you're in a parade. That's so gay.
Being in a, it's the type of parade I was in. This is a straight parade, man.
Parades in general are a little gay. I'm going to go to bat with Frank on that one.
Hey, you know what? Listen.
Parades in general are pretty stupid.
Here's what's gay about it. I'll tell you what pissed
me
off.
You could very easily have Caravana Weekend without a big gay parade. Because the parade, to me, is like, you got these women that sit around for 6 months planning this shit.
Right.
And organize. It's too much hassle. Just get a bunch of people, yam some food, crank some music, have a big old street party. There's Caravana.
That's all you need a parade
for. What you need a parade for? Parades are gay.
You guys might be gay for saying that.
The term parade has forever been attached to pride, in my opinion. I can't even think of Disney without thinking homos.
You got a thing for dissing black people and homos this week. I'm not sure.
Bro, I'm just letting it fly.
What's the deal?
I'm just letting it fly.
It's all good. I had a good time, man.
I'm so fly.
All good. I'm owing through the roof this week. All
right. Do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone
does my thing.
So I got some O's and O's.
What's up?
First off, I want to talk about something from the tech world.
Okay.
Our boy Kurt B came in today talking about the new BlackBerry and am I going to pick it up, you know, whatever.
And that's so classic for you crackberry addicts. You'll get a new one. 3 months later, a new one comes out. 3 months after that, a new one comes out. And you got to keep getting them.
Dude, just sit there with your Nokia and shut the fuck up.
It's a Samsung now, homeboy.
It's a piece of shit.
It's hype.
Wait till you get a smartphone and you enter the world of 2005, and then you understand what it's like. So anyway, that being said, I don't have a problem with the people at RIM or anything like that, but they're getting slaughtered right now by Apple, especially because the release of the iPhone 4.
And really?
It's just murking.
They're making a comeback.
What do you mean?
I always thought BlackBerry was winning the war.
Oh, no. iPhone
really?
Poons noobs.
Oh, wow. What?
That's white people talk.
Oh, okay.
See, you got to go both ways.
Poons
Brent.
Noobs.
Yeah.
Teach me so I can talk to the crackers.
So let me just.
Counter-Strike would be good.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. See? Kurt speaks honky.
What was that honkyism there?
Counter-Strike video game.
Yeah.
All right.
Instead of online anything.
Now, let me just say this.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that I just want to point out that I am fluent in black and white.
Right.
I know that the iPad by Apple has, you know, a lot of people excited. Our former producer, TJ, I can't talk to this guy on the phone without him uttering the sentence, yo, guy, did you know I got an iPad?
Oh, man. That guy will get anything that comes out.
Every time I talk to TJ over the last 4 months, yo, guy, did I tell you I got an iPad? Yes, you stone motherfucker. You've told me 45 times. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't retain information.
The nigga ain't changed his boxers in between conversations with Donnie about the iPad, but he bought an iPad.
Right, and he's still so hyped about it. He's going to tell me every time we talk.
I believe it.
So anyway, that being said, the iPads apparently are selling. I still don't know why. It's just a big fucking giant iPhone.
Right.
But people are excited about them. Uh-huh. Drop $1,000 on a fucking touchpad laptop.
That will break soon.
Good on you. Yeah. But RIM decided we need to have a touchpad laptop too.
Like a black pad?
That's what it's called.
Black pad?
The black pad.
Hi.
And I thought, that is the dumbest name ever. Black pad?
Would you prefer Padberry?
Padberry is my suggestion.
So you're the one dissing parades because they're from Moe's, and you prefer Padberry over
Black Pad? Black Pad sounds like a place I'm not going after 2 a.m. Black Pad? Really?
I prefer Black Pad to Padberry.
Kurt, what do you say? What would you rather own, a Padberry or a Black Pad?
I like the name of Black Pad.
Come on,
bitter.
It's a black dolphin.
You don't even know what the fuck you're getting with a black pad.
What?
Oh, and a Padberry makes all the much more sense.
Look at Apple. Apple sticks an eye in front of everything.
Right.
RIM should be smart and keep the berry on everything.
There you go.
I say keep the black.
No. Stupid. Everything's black.
Sounds like a chocolate tampon, you know?
Kind of right.
Yeah.
Maxis for large black women.
The black pad.
The black maxi.
Call it blad.
Anyway.
Okay, so since you're a crackberry addict, are you getting this black pad?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay.
I don't business with none of that shit.
I mean, not business.
Nah.
You understand what that means, Frank?
Not really.
Yeah.
So here's a no for me.
Right.
No!
I got an email from a listener this week that said, hey, did you hear what's going on with Batista? Mm-hmm. And my answer,
no,
because I haven't been up on Batista. Unless he's talking Jose Batista, then I know what's happening.
Right, he's running shit.
He's got a lot of home runs.
No doubt. Yep.
No, Dave Batista.
Yeah.
You know what's going on? And I'm like,
no,
I don't have any idea. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, this emailer says, Batista will not be going to Strikeforce anytime soon and will not be going to TNA anytime soon. This is coming from one of our listeners.
Right.
And I ask, why, my brethren? Uh-huh. Why? And he says, because Batista has cancer.
What?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay.
No, 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 no.
I'm not even sure where to go with this.
I had to politely explain to this child.
Yeah.
Batista's incapable of getting ovarian cancer.
I was going to say something new. I don't know.
And he said, no, dude, you're wrong. And he sends me a link to some dirt sheet website that says Batista's fighting ovarian cancer. Correct. He has taken up the cause to raise money for ovarian because his wife's got it.
Oh, man.
And she's been fighting it for years.
That's okay. Right.
And now Batista's decided to try and raise some money and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so this is no longer funny.
But this dude is convinced that Batista has ovarian cancer.
Yeah, no, you're an idiot. It says Batista has ovarian cancer. Read the dirt sheet. It's always true.
And then I'm convinced that there's a whole segment of these short attention span 16-year-olds out there.
Right.
You know the type that when they see like an article will comment at the bottom of the article, too much to read.
Yeah. Right.
You know those people? Mm-hmm. I want to make them choke on their fucking mouse.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let me explain something. These are the same people that get their news by going to dirt sheet websites and just reading the headline.
Yeah.
That's all. Up.
Yeah.
That's all they need. The headline. Oh, it was too much. Five words. I got the whole story.
Yeah.
I hate all of you.
Motherfuckers have
no
idea.
Don't ever go to theoshow.com again.
Yeah.
Ever.
Niggas don't realize how the media works, man. Someone will say a sentence. Like, I bet that whole Larry Fishburne story with him hating his daughter came out of someone saying, yo, I heard he's pissed. And he said, no comment. So the article reads, he doesn't want to talk about his daughter, doesn't want to talk to his daughter, big beef. They'll create a whole story out of a sentence, man, and it's retarded. Lord. If you only read that headline, they're going to make the headline the most exciting part of the story. So get up on it, people. Read that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Big story that I posted on theoshow.com this week, Samoa Joe suspended by TNA.
Stupid.
What's that all about,
stupid,
man?
Stupid.
Now, you owe or no for this, by the way?
What do you think?
No. No.
You must say. You gotta make sure people realize.
First of all, let me just say this.
That you're knowing.
If it's accurate that Samoa Joe freaked the fuck out because of something that happened in a match and went crazy on Vince Russo, went crazy on production staff and everything else, he deserves to be dealt with.
Right.
Apparently, and I don't know this to be true, this has been an ongoing issue where Samoa Joe has had these kind of issues. You know where these kind of issues come from?
Bad booking!
Being in a situation where morale is at an all-time low.
Right.
People aren't happy when they go to work.
Yep.
And everything sets them off.
Sure.
And when something happens that doesn't make sense and you feel like it's your duty to make it make sense, and then other people feel it's their duty to re-fuck it up, then you get hot.
Yeah, Carlito talked a lot about that on our show last week.
So very quickly to sum up, apparently the straw that broke the camel's back was a match with Jeff Hardy from a couple weeks ago at the Impact tapings, and it was supposed to be a 10-minute draw. And Samoa Joe said very clearly in the back to Jeremy Borash and whoever else was involved in the match,
right,
do not announce the countdown.
Right.
Just let the time expire.
Right.
Because otherwise you're going to bait the finish.
Of course. And I agree. We've said that before on indie shows. And
many
it's,
times.
It's so true. Every time there's going to be a draw, you know, because they're counting it.
I don't like to book a Broadway in general when I'm running an indie show because unless it's like a huge, great main event. You know, where two guys are just so iconic and you figure, like, we can get away with this, right? Or if it's, like, big name versus indie guy and a half-hour Broadway is really going to make that guy and no one has to lose. You know, there are exceptions. But for the most part, on an indie show, when I'm booking, I don't like DQs, especially in big matches, and I don't like draws.
Right.
This is my feeling.
Draws are even worse, I think.
Draws are worse.
Yeah.
Unless it's done in a very special way in the right context. But even then, what has every fan been educated to do in a main event draw? 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
5 more minutes. And then if you don't give it to them, you're a heel.
Sure.
So I try to avoid that altogether.
Yeah.
That being said, Samoa Joe says, don't do a countdown, blah, 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 blah. Jeremy Borash, with 30 seconds to go, starts doing the countdown. Apparently, Vince Russo told him, start doing the countdown.
Oh, man.
So then when the match is over, Samoa Joe goes in and starts telling off everybody.
Wow.
And Dixie Carter was there witnessing the whole thing, and they suspended him.
Mm-hmm.
Concurrently,
yeah,
a photo shows up on Melina's Twitter page of Melina, John Morrison, Gregory Helms, the former WWE star, and Samoa Joe.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
So, of course, what did Mark say? Oh, he's hanging out with WWE guys. He's going to the WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
Idiots.
Okay. Well, first of all, he's still under contract. Although, the last person that got suspended was Awesome Kong, and she ain't under contract no more.
Right.
So, I wouldn't be surprised if the kicker to this story is Samoa Joe has officially requested his release from TNA.
Wow.
I would not be surprised.
Does the Fed pick him up?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. If they're not half retarded.
Yeah.
How quickly? Like, immediatize?
I would think almost instantly.
Wow.
To be honest with you, I'm shocked they haven't picked up Awesome Kong. I'm shocked, especially because there have been people like HBK and Triple H and Jim Ross that have been pulling for Awesome Kong to get signed.
Wow.
So why she hasn't been yet? Yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully it's not ovarian cancer.
Oh, dude. What?
Oh, all of a sudden, I can't say tasteless jokes
just,
on the show?
That just got dark, pardon the pun.
This is a nigga still putting Bibles by people's heads in his comedy.
It's not too soon.
And a nigga can't bring up pussy jokes.
4 years ago.
You started right away,
the
pal.
Warranty's about to expire on that line. I got to get her in.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Okay. Michael Cole.
Yeah.
Speaking of Melina. Melina makes her comeback to Raw this week in a pre-taped edition of Raw. And Michael Cole refers to her as one of the all-time greats. At what?
Yeah.
Splits doing?
Splits doing, I would agree.
All-time greats?
At fucking wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. Ask Batista.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Word up.
Ask John Morrison. Oh, no. They're... Oh, yeah.
They didn't hook back up, did they?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. I'll be honest with you. I'm the worst at keeping track of these are the days of our lives when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah, who cares?
Fans are always asking me, did you hear that so-and-so's fucking so-and-so? I don't give a shit. I don't pay attention. The only thing I'll ever pay attention to when it comes to that kind of shit is if someone who I know is now in a serious relationship with someone that I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I say someone that I know and relationship, I'm talking like, for example, Sin, Bowdy, Kazarni, who's going to be joining us later on tonight.
Right up.
Last week got married to Stacy Carter.
Wow.
Two people we know, two people that officially tie the knot. They get married and off they go into the sunset.
Mm. Right.
That's cute. Now, if six months ago someone told me, what, did you know that Sin and Stacy are doing it? I'm not going to talk about that.
No.
I don't business with people's sex life.
I'm not business.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Leave that shit alone. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, do people pop for divas returning? I mean, I thought it was very...
Yeah, there was a little bit of a pop, but for some reason, I don't understand it. You know, like, I'm so done with women's wrestling. I'm done with it.
I hate to say it, but man, it's a fast forward for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's like, it used to be like, oh, maybe we'll get a wardrobe malfunction. It's like, I don't even care. It's like... You know, at least at one point, you had a couple of girls in the division that could go a little.
Yeah.
You know? And then it'd be worth my time to actually see, like, what are they going to do? But I still, as sexist as this sounds, the best women's match is still just an okay guys match.
And they're starting to lack on the hotness.
Unless you're talking about Japanese bitches that are just different. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, they're insane.
They're just crazy.
They're starting to lack on the hotness, too, because some of their beans, like Tiffany, she's like, eh. These beans aren't even hot.
Tiffany's
anymore.
Better looking than that black girl, Alicia Fox.
Oh, I like Alicia.
I'd take Alicia too, but
nah.
I don't think she's dope, but she's better than Tiffany.
Well, even Eve's a pretty girl. I mean, there's a lot of
Eve's all
attractive
right. girls.
Yo, Kurt, if you start to reconsider on names for the baby, don't go Tiffany.
No.
No one named Tiffany ever grew up to be anything but a stripper or a hooker.
That's a shoot.
Yeah, that's a Tiffany.
Consider Maurice.
Maurice?
Yeah.
She's sexy.
It's a very pretty name.
It's another whore name.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
You're talking about names still. I was talking about fucking. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Anybody else have any O's or no's?
Do you owe? I think I've decided to owe for a Y2J Edge reunion and what this means for the whole Nexus storyline.
What does it mean?
Right now. I don't know, and that's what I owe for. I'm like, this is going in directions I didn't expect, and any time it goes in a direction where I'm not sure what to make of this, I like.
I think the reunion was a long time coming.
Yeah.
Because you can't have two massive heels who are constantly trying to out-heel each other on the same show.
Yeah.
Eventually, you gotta, for storyline purposes, you gotta stop that shit. Because what else is gonna happen? You're gonna end up with a whole bunch of one-on-one matches between heel A and heel B, which they've already had on Raw between those two fuckers.
Yeah.
And then the fans are just completely polarized into, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Or you end up with the side effect, which you don't want, where one of them is getting pops.
Right.
And in this case, it's Jericho.
And that's happening.
And they don't want that.
Yeah.
So you have to make them kiss and make up,
and
you have to make Cena the ultimate foil for them,
right?
And the Nexus being the ultimate holder of the sword of Damocles, if you will.
Well, this is what I like, because there's like three different parties now. You know, I like factions who are like bad guys and they don't like the good guys, but there's another bad guy, but they don't like other bad. It's cool.
All right,
it's actually working for me now. I do want to know before we go to break, Rey
Mysterio.
All this time, it was Rey. He took out The Undertaker?
No. So what, you bought that?
Where are they going with this?
It's Kane, motherfucker. It's always been Kane. It's always going to be Kane.
And I believe that too, but why are we supposed to believe it was Ray?
No one believes it's Ray Ray.
I don't know. The way he tried to put that over.
Undertaker will show up at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. He will bust up Kane after Kane beats Ray Ray. Mm-hmm. And then they will have the Night of Champions pay-per-view, and it'll be Undertaker versus Kane. And then that'll go to the October pay-per-view, which will be Kane versus Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell match. And then that'll...
Once again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think they ever did Hell in a Cell.
Kane and Taker? I can't even remember the amount of feuds they've had. But isn't it...
I don't think
they
ever did
Hell in a Cell. But that's kind of my point. It's like... Doesn't it reek of obviosity that it's not Ray Ray?
Yeah, because Ray can't hurt a fucking fly.
I just don't like that they went in that direction.
The only person Ray ever hurts in the ring is Ray.
I don't know. It reeks too much of obviosity.
The most obvious turn in an angle is sometimes the best one. It's obvious that it's Kane, but it's the best idea.
I don't have a problem with it. Yeah. I agree with Frank, because you know what? The windup, here's the pitch, and he hits it out. I don't have a problem
I don't mind
it
either, but I just think that with the Ray Ray announcement, it's making it too obvious.
They also said CM Punk was the guilty party a month ago.
Not that obvious. I thought, okay, he's got a crew.
I still didn't
buy people.
I still didn't buy it because CM Punk was just, he was deflecting it so hardcore.
Yeah.
Listen, to me, it's Kane will blame whoever he's in a program
it's
with.
Believable-er.
Kane
That's
will,
all I'm saying.
Kane will blame whoever he's in a program with until Taker's back.
Right. Yeah.
And Taker's back whenever he gets tired of pounding his new wife.
Yeah. I don't know how he's going to.
Which is TikTok. Any minute now.
Oh.
Okay.
Anyway, uh-huh.
Very quickly before we go, I just want to say this. Fuck you, hey douche, Turka glue.
Hey douche.
You fucking idiot.
I'm going to say you pulled a hat trick of cool shits to say in segment one right now.
Done the party.
Not bad. What's up with hey douche?
What, you didn't hear? This cocksucker who we traded out of Toronto.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we actually got a player who knows how to play.
Uh-huh.
Hey douche Turkoglu, who showed up last year to Toronto Raptors training camp talking about how he's going to score 20 a game. And, you know, it's going to be a bit of a battle at the end of games to see who takes the winning shot, him or Chris Bosh, and blah, 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 blah. And he's talking a good game. He's like, oh, I love Toronto because it's such an international city and there's a lot of my people here. And this is wonderful for me. And then the fucking idiots in management decide to grant this cockroach a few weeks off from training camp so he can go rep the national team.
Oh,
and then he comes back from training camp and he's like, I'm a little bit tired. I think I'm just going to sit on the bench and, I'm just going to rest for now. Okay? Sleepy ass motherfucker. So then the season starts and guess what happens? Big dumb fuckhead with the slant eyes is out of shape.
Oh, man.
So he's out of shape. He can't fucking do anything. And you know what? It's not like he's an athletic son of a bitch anyway. We're not asking you to run wind sprints, bitch. Shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Pass, shoot. Pass, shoot. Pass, shoot. Pass, shoot. Pass, shoot. Pass, shoot. That's your fucking job, and you failed. 11 points a game for a guy making that kind of kick?
Is that what the average was? Yeah, I just stopped
11, brethren. Points a game?
Hey, douche, where did he go?
To Phoenix.
To Phoenix, okay.
We got Leandro Barbosa.
That's right, we got Barbosa.
Which I'm fine with, because even though he's washed up, I'd still rather have him than have this fucking hey douche. But then he comes out and starts talking shit about Toronto.
Oh, no,
about how Toronto's not a major league city.
Oh, no, he did not.
Nobody wants to go play in Toronto anymore because Toronto doesn't allow their players to develop. And Toronto never used him properly. And Toronto coaches never knew how to use him. What's to use you for? Pass, shoot, pass, shoot, pass, shoot, pass, shoot. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, apparently he didn't understand that.
How hard is that? Every now and then, we'll even let you do that thing where you pull on your shirt and go, look at me. It's okay. We'll let you pop your collar, do whatever the fuck you want, you big nose fuck, with your little Jew fro. You're not even Jew. I don't know what your deal is, hey douche.
Damn.
All I know is when you want to go out there and go to Phoenix, we ain't going to win shit.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about how whack Toronto is? Well, now we have beef. So first time when you come back to the ACC with the Phoenix Suns, if your ass is healthy, I will. Actually, I hope it's not. I hope you're on the bench because I'm going to get seats in Gucci Row right behind you. And I will be like this in your ear all night long. I promise you, in your ear, this will be me in your ear. All night, I promise.
I love it.
I promise. Ask Michael Finley about the night I was in his ear. Ask him. Ask Scottie Pipps about the night I was in his ear. Ask him.
You've been heckling for a while.
You don't want to ask these guys. Ask him. They're afraid to come to Toronto. It's like, imagine, why? Because they know Big Daddy Donnie's in Gucci Row, flapping his gums, going, you don't want none. You don't want none. You're not ready to come in my house.
If I ever meet those niggas and be like, you know some dude, tall nigga, Big Daddy Donnie, I'm like, yeah, guy. Fucking heckled the shit out of me. Yeah.
I still have nightmares about him.
Can't stand Toronto because of him.
Yeah. I said good to Dikembe Mutombo, not in my house. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Good job.
Hey, douche. Get out of here. Go jack some more threes and hit nothing.
This is Johnny Fairplay, reality TV icon, and you're listening to The O Show.
Healthy living is your best revenge. Mike and Mike's presents Organic Select, some of the best snacks available on the market. Don't take my word for it. Check out what the Flatliners had to say.
Give me these ones. No, not the walnuts.
I love the raw nuts.
Raw, yeah, you're raw, eh?
What are they, cashews?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the cashews.
Stop fucking eating them all, you asshole.
I can't help it. Hey!
They're all broken.
Well, pass me the walnuts.
You can fucking eat my walnuts.
You can have the shell ones.
I'm giving you these because you fucking finished all the cashews.
They're fucking delicious.
You're such a faggot. There's none left.
Well, it's protein!
None. Protein, you fucking... You're such a... Look at that! Crumbs! Fucking guy.
For more information, check out organicselect.ca. They're fucking delicious.
What up, Osters? This is your bro, Danny O, and you know your man, Big Daddy Donnie, thought that it couldn't be done. But the O Show theme 2010 is our best theme yet.
It's true.
And here it is, available for all of y'all for just a mere 89 cents.
Mm.
Download the O Show theme 2010 at the O Show's music store. You know where the link is, on theoshow.com. Mm-hmm.
LegacyBelts.com is making legends one belt at a time. This is the company that makes world championship title belts for boxing, wrestling, martial arts, and other special events. Feature films such as I Spy starring Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson and Ali starring Will Smith have featured title belts made by Legacy Belts. For more information, check out LegacyBelts.com.
LegacyBelts.com, making legends one belt at a time.
Escúchame, mi gente, this is Rico Montana, and I'm here to tell you how I love Ontario Indie Wrestling. So be like Rico and get to Hammerlock Video on theoshow.com and order your DVDs and see the best in Ontario independent professional wrestling.
E si no, te rompo la madre.
InsidePulse.com is a pop culture mega site filled with hundreds of original articles, podcasts, and videos each week. Pulse Wrestling is home to Scott Keith and some of the internet's coolest commentary. IPTV features Mertz Jaffer, star of TV Tropolis's Reality Obsessed, blogging and spoiling all of TV's hottest shows, plus UFC, video games, music, and much more. Hey, if you're an Oster, you're going to love InsidePulse.com. It's pop culture that'll make your heart race.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to The O Show.
Oh, Big Daddy Donnie, your bro Danny O, Fatty Fatty Fatty, the CFB.
The CFB.
Frank Fronte.
Tackling Fat Bugger.
He is here.
Nice.
The Black Dolphin has left the facility.
He has left the building.
Yep. He said, peace, y'all.
He has jumped ship.
This place is too gay for me. Too many crashes.
Right.
He was looking at Dan.
It's true, man. I don't know how I do it. Week in and week out.
No, he's calling you a Kraken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. There's light-skinned dolphins out there.
Light-skinned dolphins. That'd be a horrible name for a producer.
Brutal, yeah.
I'm light-skinned dolphin.
Yeah.
Big Daddy, Donnie, Danny O, Frank, I already said that part. We're back. It's the O Show. It's segment two. We are happy to be here and bring this to you. Big things coming up with the O Show radio program in the next little while. One of the things I want to mention real quickly before we get on to our next segment is just this. Mm-hmm. a huge welcome to the newest member of the Osho.com.
Yes.
And that is Stormin' Norman Rumack.
Yes, sir.
Hammerhead alert.
And he's keeping busy. I would like to thank Stormin' Norman, unlike some of y'all motherfuckers who claim to be part of the staff ain't write shit. But yeah, Stormin' Norman's doing his thing.
He's writing articles every single day.
He is.
completely focusing on mainstream sports, whatever's on his mind.
Which is
hockey,
dope. Which
NFL,
is dope. We've always talked about basketball. The O Show being about things that make you say, oh, and
that's right.
We talk sports all the time. So now we got our official O Show sports columnist, if you will.
And expect that relationship with Stormin' Norman to expand and to grow. Norm and I have go back many, many years, and we worked together at the Fan 590 radio station for a long time, and
cool.
I always appreciated the fact that that dude gave me a shot.
Yeah.
You know, when I was just producing nighttime radio, working with guys like Spider Jones, who's another iconic name in sports radio, Norm was one of those guys, and he asked me to come and op his show and produce his show, and he'd be like, dude, you want to come on air with me and talk for an hour? And I'm like, hell yeah, I do. And that's how it started, you know, and I was only like, what, 18 years old or something like that. And he took good care of me, broke me into this business.
All comes full circle.
I am very, very grateful, and I'm thrilled to have him as part of our program. And I'm proud to announce that his website, latenightvampire.com, is now an official carrier of the Osho radio program.
Awesome.
So you go to latenightvampire.com. It's one of the many websites out there that carries our embedded player, and you can check us out there as well as on many other websites.
The network continues to grow, man.
The network builds, y'all. Yeah. It builds and it builds and it builds and it don't stop.
No question. No question.
Speaking of a guy that don't stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time right now.
Word up.
For the pit. Well,
wait
shit,
a minute.
It does stop.
It kind of does.
It stops at the pit.
It does stop there.
I'm so confused.
Fucked up. You've done the party.
I don't know what to say.
Now you've ruined the party now.
Just listen to this.
Pull your ass over, yo. It's time for the pit stop. Fuck with the notorious one, you get your shit dropped. Pull your ass over, time for the pit stop. Fuck with the notorious one, you get your shit dropped.
So it does stop at the pit.
And that's where we are now.
We're in the pit, so we'll stop.
Let's stop in the pit.
To take a look, rubberneck, if you will.
Right, right.
And enjoy the dulcet tones of Notorious T.I.D. Tid, I got to ask you first and foremost.
Well, first and foremost, I got to ask you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Is there really any other kind other than a late night vampire?
I don't know. Dude, you're asking the wrong guy, because vampires seem to be everywhere. We got a vampire coming up on the show later tonight.
There is, man.
There's
the Twilight vampires that sparkle.
Yeah.
You know,
they're just looking for love, dude.
That's in true. All the wrong places.
Those aren't no real vampires. There's the Daywalkers, like Blade.
I can't remember who said this line, and I'm not going to try to take credit for it like Frank would, but there's a line that's like, when I was a kid, we killed vampires. We didn't try to fuck them.
Yeah.
I'll fill you guys in on a little even creepier story. Not too many years ago, some of you might remember who were in and around the Ontario area.
Yes, sir.
There was a singer for a metal band called Infernal Majesty,
a man
by the name of Vince, who actually went to jail for cutting his girlfriend and drinking her blood.
Oh.
He later on went on the Sally Jesse Raphael show.
Damn.
Vince ended up killing himself. Probably the closest thing to a vampire that Canada's ever seen.
I'm sure there's lots of dudes out there walking around calling themselves vampires, but
I
ain't going to tell anyone what I do in my spare time.
To make themselves feel better doesn't make them a vampire.
No.
Don't judge me. What I do in my own time is none of your business.
Actually, it is. Would you get over here and clean up the blood you left on my basement?
have been outed.
That's because he tried banging me in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
So how was Carabana for everybody?
Heightness, Bredrin.
For everybody?
Lots of fun.
For one buddy.
did Frank wear the don't rag and go fucking...
That's
right.
Tidy whiteys or whatever?
We asked him earlier, and
Frank did not make the trip to Carabana.
Really? Now, it wouldn't have been tidy whiteys. It would have been like slacky blackies or something, right?
Now that's funny.
It is Tid's turn to dun the party, yo.
Slacky blackies?
Why not, right?
That's awesome.
Oh, and I've got it figured out, too, right? Black Prophet? It's actually only his radio name. His real name?
Yeah.
Black Dynamite.
For real?
What?
Because if anybody knows, go watch the movie Black Dynamite.
I've never seen it.
Black Prophet, Michael Jai White.
I don't know how
you motherfuckers got him on the show, but he's doing a good job.
Spawn.
Yeah, Spawn too, huh?
That's right.
And he's got time. Well, I mean, times are tough. Times doing blaxploitation movies now.
There you, yeah.
Times is tough.
Shit,
and
man.
Speaking of blaxploitation, we got the UFC coming up.
For yeah, real. And let's talk about a brava.
And, it's the United States of America versus Brazil.
So it seems,
in,
yeah.
In all of the fights. How crazy is that?
Well, hold on. Before you get to that, let me ask you about the brother that everyone is crowning as the next big thing, John Jones.
Mm. Well, okay. If anybody watched that fight with Matyushenko.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't a fight.
Herb Dean, well, it wasn't even really a fight, to be honest.
No.
Yeah. Herb Dean is definitely, you know, one of the best, if not the best, referee in the business right now. That being said, I think he should have let Matyushenko take a few more elbows to the eye so that at least it looked like he was in a fight.
Wow. Although, you know what? To Herb Dean's credit, and I was quick to say that too, when the fight happened, no argument for Matyushenko. He was like,
no, I was done.
Not
at all. And I don't think that that would have got, I don't think that that position would have changed. I don't think that the outcome would have been any different. Mm-hmm. I just think that, you know, when you looked at that fight and the way that it ended with almost like 2 minutes left in the entire program, it really made me think WWE all over.
Wow. Really?
It's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that, you know, his last fight, John Jones, was against
Matt Hamill.
No,
Brandon Vera.
Brandon Vera. And so, to me, Matyushenko is actually a step down.
I agree. Matyushenko was a step down. But I mean, what do you do with a guy like John Jones? I think that this was a great move on the UFC's part because it put him on top of a versus show.
Right.
Yeah.
It's free TV.
It fed him to a different audience. The audience that watches versus isn't necessarily a UFC crowd. You know what I mean? They're a lot of hunting and fishing and outdoors type of crowd and stuff like that. But that's the reason that the UFC is trying to get on to versus and trying to reach more of that market. They're doing the right things. They're marketing themselves to not just, you know, oh, let's just stick to our UFC fans. No, they're trying to branch out a little bit. That's why they're bringing in some wrestling marks. That's why they're bringing in some boxing marks. That's why they're going on to versus. They're doing all of the right things. So what this does for John Jones is it puts him on top there. It puts him against a guy that, you know, a lot of people will know. He's got a lot of history so that you can build up the fight that way. He's got a lot of good footage and stuff, and people see this young John Jones kid as this just phenomenal, like, well, lack of a better term, a phenom, if you will.
Yeah.
And he goes out there and just destroys this older veteran guy in a, who's a really strong wrestler in a matter of seconds. You know, and now this really puts John Jones in the position to be in there with like a number, you know, a top three or four guy.
Oh, yeah.
in that weight division, and now and people draw. That's exactly it. Now people will buy that because they're going to be like, holy fuck, this John Jones kid is for real.
Yes.
Now, where that leaves him inside of the weight division, I don't know right now. Really, the only viable fight for him that I see is Rich Franklin.
What about Tito Ortiz?
I don't see Tito Ortiz because Tito's got his fight coming up with Matt Hamill.
And if he goes over on Matt Hamill,
but what Tid's saying,
if he goes over, he's got to go over on Matt Hamill really, 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 really fast,
right? Yeah. And I think,
you know what I mean, because there's going to be no turnaround time. That, you know, that's why I think that I think that Rich Franklin, you know, could probably be your next best bet for a guy like,
but he's hurt,
you know, for a guy like John Jones, because really, Tito Ortiz is not a number one, number two, or number three guy, but those guys are all tied up right now.
But yeah. Tito's a name.
Franklin's still hurt, and I think that the important thing here, which is what Tid is sort of getting at, is you want John Jones to fight again soon, like in 2.5 to 3 months, no more.
Sure.
Because this guy's red hot. He's 23 years old. He did not get a medical suspension, obviously, from that fight on Sunday. So the point is, you want to milk this dude. And I think the smartest thing about putting him as the headliner on the Versus show, I personally, Tid, I'll disagree with you a little bit. I don't think it's about the demographic of Versus, because I think UFC, just like pro wrestling, is a destination program. I think people will find it no matter what channel you put it on. And the ones that are there, they may just leave. But the point is, the ratings will always be huge because people will gather at that point.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. You got to remember, it's not just the show, Donnie. It's also all of the lead up to it.
Agreed.
Shows that they show on this.
Nope.
They get the opportunity to play these and play all of their commercials,
the promos, yeah.
In between that station's regular programming.
Totally agree with you. But I think the biggest thing about this is it's another free network where they're not paying anything to air their content and expose their product to people for free in an effort to build their pay-per-view numbers. Mm. It's theoretically what Raw and Impact are supposed to do, but it doesn't because they give away too much.
Yeah.
John Jones headlines the free show, not John Cena.
Right.
You know?
That's exactly right. That's exactly but that's the way that the wrestling model used to be.
Totally. Yeah. You never saw Hulk Hogan wrestle for free.
For free every single Monday night,
yeah.
Because the other guys were giving it away for free every single Monday night as well.
Amen, brother.
And now the other guys are gone, and they're still expected to give it away for free.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So tell me, Tid, the pay-per-view this Saturday, what has your taint tickled?
Well, you know, obviously, I'll tell you right now, it's not the main event.
Really? Dude, I mean, Chael Sonnen is the best pro wrestler in the world
right now.
Shut up, Frank.
I'll tell you right now, the only reason that main event actually has any kind of interest to anybody right now
is because of his cocksucker.
Because of Chael Sonnen.
Yes!
Yeah.
He's awesome.
It has nothing to do with Anderson Silva.
Good. He's boring.
And if you pull 100 people that are going to watch this, 50 of them are going to say because they think that Chael Sonnen can win, and the other 50 are going to say because they think that Anderson Silva is going to knock this motherfucker out.
Hmm. I love the fact, though. All right. Speaking purely as a wrestling fan for a moment who loves UFC, and I'm a UFC fan, of course, but the pro wrestling side of me says I love a guy who has no shot of winning but can work the audience into thinking he's going to win.
That's his job.
Because a lot of people are convinced.
I liked it better when his name was Tito Ortiz.
A lot of people are convinced that Sonnen has a shot, a legitimate shot at winning this, wow. And he has none.
Dude, stylistically, he has a shot.
Shut the fuck up, stylistically. What are they, trying on clothes?
Anyone can win a fight.
Stylistically.
It's a shoot. Anyone can win. It's a fight.
Dude.
And
no.
Chael's a great promo, and I hope he wins.
Should we make a wager?
That's your reasoning because of the promo?
Yes.
What's the deal? Hold on. Wager.
Here's the wager.
You know how wagers have gone on this show.
I was going to say,
In the show's history now.
If Anderson Silva wins the fight.
Okay.
You show up here.
Oh, man.
Next week.
With a clock and a dashiki.
To the ozone layer.
Okay.
Completely in blackface.
Oh. And a lantern.
What's that, Tid?
And a lantern. And you're going to set him out at the front steps of the studio, and he's going to greet people.
Yes. You have to greet everyone that walks into the corporate offices here at the ozone layer.
And you have to say, good evening, Massa. Welcome to the studio.
May I dance for you?
Oh,
shine
man.
Your shoe. Yeah.
As racist as this is, it'd be funny to see you in some black.
And that'll all be filmed for YouTube.
We videotape the shit.
Yeah.
Get an afro wig and shit.
Yeah, that's the wager. And if you are correct and Chael Sonnen wins,
yes.
I'll buy you a beer.
Oh, man.
And then I'll drink it.
So confident you are. I'm just saying, dude, I love a good promo, and Chael is cutting fantastic promos on a guy who's so fucking boring. I love it.
So he has you sold that he's going to win the
fight.
Yes,
he does. That's his job.
You know what, Frank? If you're smart, you say that Donnie doesn't buy you the beer. He buys you a hooker.
I'll buy you. You know what? Okay.
Next week on the show, because we all know it's the closest thing you're going to getting laid.
All right. Here's the deal. Okay. Tid, I like your style. Here's the deal. If Chael Sonnen stylistically beats Anderson Silva, then I will buy you a fat hooker who will come to the ozone layer and suck your dick.
Oh, on air?
On air.
Oh.
On air.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
But a fat one. I'm not springing for a hot one.
That's
a
fine.
Fat one.
Yeah.
As fat as I can find.
Jeez.
As fat and as cheap as it gets.
Yeah.
Sure.
The fatter, the cheaper.
Oh, of course.
A fat one to come here and suck your dick.
Wow.
And we're going to videotape that.
For Pornhub.com.
Total views.
We'll put that up with Lawrence Fishburne's daughter right next.
Total views. Frank and the Fat Bean, 0.
Oh, I think people will watch.
If I'm in blackface, maybe.
Yeah,
he's going to get a blowjob in blackface.
You know, you may be onto something.
Yeah, that's big things.
Frank, is it a deal? Not like the last bet you made on air that you reneged on. Is it a deal?
It is a deal.
Wow. All
right. And
incredible. They're shaking on it. I just wanted to
worst case scenario, we've got a great segment for the show. Best case scenario, Frank's a douchebag again in public.
Man. Worst case scenario, Frank is the victim of a drive-by.
What's it going to cost to get a big fat hooker? $40? No problem.
Easy. For 20 minutes?
20?
20 minutes? What are you going to do, her five times?
Yeah, yeah, really.
What are you going to do in 20 minutes? You're not making convo.
Talk for the other 19?
Yeah, you'll have to.
Even a fat bitch, you can't hold your nut. Come on. All right, Tid, very quickly, we've only got about 2 minutes left. What else are you excited about on this weekend's pay-per-view?
Well, you know, the one fight that I am really excited about is the rematch between John Fitch and Thiago Alves. This is one, you know, Alves and Fitch, both guys at the top of their game, right behind. I mean, both of these guys are fighting number two and number three, as far as I'm concerned, inside of that weight division, right behind GSP. So, you know, this really should be setting up who's going to face, you know, GSP next for the belt, because really, I mean, are we giving Josh Koscheck any chance whatsoever of beating GSP?
No, man.
I mean, and if that does happen, if Koscheck were for some, you know, ridiculous reason pull Matt Serra out of his ass, and beat GSP, and John Fitch, you know, beats Thiago Alves, well, then that's going to put the UFC back in that same position that they were before. And it looks like John Fitch has already said that if that happens, he will actually switch weight divisions.
Go to welter.
He doesn't have to fight
or go to middle.
His little bum buddy, Josh Koscheck.
Yeah. Well, Fitch has actually said, I heard an interview with him this week where he said, I want a shot at the title or I want to go to middleweight because I feel like I'm stagnating here. And especially because I think all the guys in that division, Tid, they see the writing on the wall, even guys that are in that number two, number three hole. As soon as Jake Shields destroys Kampman, which he will, he'll be the number one contender.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point that you bring up, because I don't look at it as really as a destruction with Jake Shields and Martin Kampman, because if Jake Shields comes out looking the way that he did against Dan Henderson and all flat-footed and here's my face, punch it if you will, Martin Kampman is a very, very good and much younger and much faster kickboxer than a guy like Dan Henderson. I think that Jake Shields was completely expecting the shoot from Dan Henderson, ready to go down to the ground. I really hope that he doesn't expect that and stand flat-footed against a guy like Kampman, because if that's the case, he will get knocked out, and it'll be a rude awakening for a guy coming into the UFC who is supposed to be the number five guy in that whole weight division in the world.
Well, come on, Tid. There's never been a situation in the UFC where a guy came in with all sorts of pomp and circumstance and big things were expected, and he lost in his debut fight. That's never happened.
No, not since Mirko Krokop.
Not since everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody that came over from Pride, that's what happened to him, except for one guy, Anderson Silva.
I think Rampage won his first one, didn't he?
What's that?
Rampage. I think he won his first one from Pride, and then he was like a 500 fighter ever since.
Yeah, and that was about it. I mean, and then he just, you know, he started drinking like weird ecstasy and energy drink things and going on, you know, no sleep for 17 days and whatever.
I'll tell you what. If Fitch wins that fight, and if for some reason Koscheck pulls an upset, and Jake Shields looks good against Kampman, suddenly the welterweight division is more stacked than the light heavies.
Oh yeah,
completely.
Suddenly it's interesting.
That becomes the new rock star division. There's no doubt about it.
We gotta go, Tid.
See ya.
Notorious T.I.D. The Pit Stop. That's it. We gotta go.
Yeah.
We still got more show.
No doubt.
But we gotta lock that shit up.
Word
Big
up.
Daddy, Danny O, Fatty. We're back right after this.
This is Robert Boone from Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, and you're listening to The O Show.
As a certified personal trainer, I always get asked about healthy snack alternatives. I really had no idea outside of the traditional choices. That is, until I found Organic Select. Organic Select offers healthy alternatives to everyday eating with a line of 100% certified organic snacks,
including raw cashews, blueberries, pumpkin seeds, and my favorite, goji sport mix.
Organic food is free of pesticides and is more nutritious than conventional products.
Going organic also benefits the environment and supports community farming. For more information, visit organicselect.ca and make healthy living your best revenge.
Are you a Canadian business owner who's been thinking of growing your business but just don't have the extra cash to make your dreams a reality? Well, now you're in luck. Synergy Merchant Services has been supporting small to medium-sized businesses in Canada for the past 3 years by providing them with merchant cash advances. Looking to expand, renovate, buy new equipment or new inventory, or perhaps advertise or even hire new staff? Synergy Merchant Services can help you. They are Canada's merchant funding company. You need no collateral, and you don't have to put any liens against your home or business. You'll also avoid interest payments and fixed payment schedules. Synergy simply quotes you based on your Visa, MasterCard, and debit sales. It's your new, quick, and easy way to attain extra capital to help your business grow. For your free, no-obligation quote, call Synergy toll-free at 1-866-299-0101. That's 1-866-299-0101. For more information, log on to synergymerchants.com.
Escúchame, mi gente. This is Rico Montana, and I'm here to tell you how I love Ontario Indie Wrestling. So be like Rico and get to Hammerlock Video on theoshow.com and order your DVDs and see the best in Ontario independent professional wrestling. E si no, te rompo la madre.
Independent wrestlers. That's right, the workers. I'm talking to you. Are you tired of coming to the ring using somebody else's music? Well, you should be. It's time you be original. Your boy Danny O and TJ of Secret Suburbia are coming to the rescue. We will create your own original entrance music. Any type of sound you want, you'll get. Rock, metal, hip-hop, funk, disco, house, country. It doesn't matter. Make your music fit your gimmick. Contact us at info@dannyo.com. It's time you be original.
This is Booker T, the five-time WCW champion, and you listening to the old show.
That's my favorite one right there, man.
The Booker T promo?
Oh, shit, son.
You're a big Booker T mark.
Huge.
That's okay.
You know what I'm saying.
I don't mind.
Cool.
Booker T and a whole bunch of other guys, including the guy who's going to join us in the round table, are all taking part for WWT World Wrestling Today.
That's right.
You can check him out at worldwrestlingtoday.com. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to one of the World Wrestling Today superstars later on in the round table.
Cool.
But right now,
yeah,
we got a guy.
One of our homeboys.
Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah.
From the T-Dot.
No doubt.
Currently living where all wrestlers go, down to the peninsula.
Down in the Florida.
That's right. That's where all wrestlers go.
Sure, why not?
There or Georgia, right?
Yeah.
That's where every wrestler wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Work on that tan, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, you knew him and loved him on WWE SmackDown for all too brief a time.
Yeah.
And you know him and love him as the one and only Lucifer Love. or maybe not. Maybe as Dr. Nick Sinful. Or as Kazarni.
Right.
Or to many as Sin Bodhi, the original Sin.
Sin.
A man by many names. How are you, sir?
What up?
How you doing, brother? Good to be talking to you guys.
I love the Lucifer Love thing because it just reminds me of the old days.
He no-sold it completely. He's like, motherfucker, what are you talking about?
yeah, that's what I was thinking. As soon as I heard that Lucifer Love, I was like, oh, fuck.
I mean, Fizzuck.
Yeah, yeah, right.
that story was all about when you were working for one indie promotion in Toronto, you weren't technically allowed to work somewhere else, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, this is true.
See, that...
Yeah, this is old, like, you know, old school promoters.
Yeah.
Scam, you know, you're green and don't know any better. They're going to try to, you know, hoard you as long as they can before you inevitably have to leave the nest.
Keep you under contract.
This is when promoters thought that the internet was just a temporary gimmick.
For real.
Well, that'll That's never right. get on.
Yeah, that angle never worked.
Right? Yeah.
F the interesting net.
So I think we're two for two now with having Sin on the O Show at the most timely moments.
Some true shit.
The last time we had Sin on the show was immediately after his release
from
the WWE. And now we're having Sin on a week, less than a week after the dude goes and gets hitched.
Dog, he's practically still honeymooning, man.
And in case you've been under a rock somewhere and you haven't been following anything on the internet, Sin got married to the former Miss Kitty Cat Stacy Carter.
That's right, man. Big tings, dog. What's up?
You know, a lot of people think that's just like the oddest couple ever, right?
That's not so odd. Think about it. You got your Pam and Tommy. You got your Sherry Moon and Rob Zombie. You got your, what else is there? You got your Gene Simmons and Shannon Twain. You got, King Kong and Faye Ray? Dude.
For real. Hey, man. Well, congratulations, homeboy.
So you know what, Frank? Other than King Kong, I think everyone he mentioned there is covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
You know, and has a little bit of a physique to them. Maybe the secret for you to finally get laid is to get in the gym, get a lot of ink.
This whole time it's the tattoos.
And
man,
maybe you'll get a hot blonde
That's
girl.
What it is.
See, I gotta do the waxing first. You know, it's the hair removal.
Don,
then,
that's some true shit.
Then
man.
You know?
That's some true shit.
Just, ink doesn't look good on a guy with chest hair.
That would take forever.
Work,
He's hopeless.
Yeah, it's
it doesn't
true.
Work.
I heard
she's pretty extreme herself. She's got She's got her face tattooed. She's got.
Is that right?
This her, is this her eyelids is and her eyebrows tattooed. I mean, when she told me that, I was just like, man, that's hardcore.
Wow, this is a different cat than what we were once used to on WWE television.
Yep. That's the only tattoo she has. And
okay.
And I thought, man, get your first tattoo on your face.
That's hardcore. That's some diesel shit.
That reminds me of that old show, Mork and Mindy.
Yeah.
And there was that guy from the planet, whatever planet it was that Mork came from. Uh-huh. And he had eyes tattooed on his eyelids so nobody would ever know he was sleeping.
That's right. Like, crazy shit.
That's the coolest guy ever.
Jack Sparrow shit. Like
yeah. That's the coolest shit ever.
So I got to ask, man, just personally, man, because we go back, and I'll be honest, bro, you're one of the cats in the business who I'm always very proud to say, you know, that's a homeboy of mine because I knew him before, you know, he got on, started doing his thing big. So we go back, and, you know, you also got beat. But the point is.
He always has to rub that
I
in.
I have to do it.
Oh, man, it's got to be like that.
How did y'all hook up, man?
Decade-long receipt when I get back home.
Oh, shit.
The darkest jungles of Canada, bro.
Dude.
And he is
That's why I've been ducking you for 10 whole years.
And Sin is coming back home real soon. We're going to talk about some shows he's got coming up.
Okay. I just wanted to ask, though.
Dude, I was going to tell you, like, I mean, I was in that mode just to make love, not war. I was going to tell you about Stacy's, like, booty birthmark that looks like a pair of lips on her butt, and then you got to bring it to violence already. So
yeah, I'd rather hear about Stacy's booty.
Violent. Wait till I get back to Trump.
Wait to
tell you about my woman's butt birthmark, and then you got to start ribbing me about violence.
It's love. I not many people discuss their woman's butts with me, and that I appreciate.
You see that,
man.
Dan? You're so interested in getting yourself over, you skipped right over the girl's booty.
I almost missed the booty.
Yeah, you know, you missed it. He ain't talking about it now.
My question was, and this is legit, how'd y'all hook up, man? What's the story?
We were both doing a autograph signing in Orlando, and I walked in, and there she was, this blonde beauty, and I didn't know who she was at first. I just saw this kick-ass hot blonde chick.
Wow.
And as soon as she introduced her name, and she had that sexy little southern accent, I was hooked right from the start. And the weird thing was, is my ex, Tracy the douche, was somewhere around and next door, like literally 5 feet away, Jerry Lawler was sitting there signing autographs. But that was the weirdest fucking thing ever.
Wow, so both exes were in the building and within the vicinity. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it was weird. And like, I mean, I'm cool with Jerry. Like, I like Jerry, but it just was still kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
That it was unfolding how it was unfolding.
A little bit.
And I thought, you know what, out of all the years of me playing straight and, you know, all the etiquette and all that stuff,
right,
and then seeing how many pirates were running around doing pirate things, I just thought, man, I really like this girl, and I'm not going to let hell or high water get in between that. So anybody doesn't like it, F them.
So Jerry, you cool with Tracy the what was it? Not so cool.
I wouldn't really care what she thinks one way or another.
Okay.
But I'm respectful of Lawler. I mean, he was always nice to me. I actually worked for him. So, I mean, I had no disrespect to him. It just was, I like this girl. They were no longer together. And
he's been cool back to you?
Stop.
He's been cool back to you? Like, it's all love?
We haven't we haven't spoke
since
convention.
I see.
He wasn't an usher in the wedding.
No, he wasn't. He didn't show.
No.
Don't expect a gift in the mail.
That's okay.
All right.
Because hey,
well, congrats,
wins.
Man.
I didn't know I was picking her up, really. I mean, so right. How would he, you know?
Shit happens,
actually,
man.
Picking me up.
And you got your girl, so
she was chopping him. You hear that?
Oh, you got chopped.
I was minding my business, and then she was just like, "Come here, boy, you sexy little clown, painted up motherfucker."
Damn,
I love it.
I said yes, ma'am.
Nice.
Do whatever you say, you tiny little petite thing.
Good job.
I love it.
Boy, get over here and pay your dues.
I don't think
you can hear her laughing in the background.
No doubt.
I do. Yeah, I don't think anyone would have ever pegged Sin as the submissive type.
No.
It's a little odd.
Well, not when he's scuffling with Stacy.
Wow, man.
So I heard through various sources that your wedding last week was one for the ages.
Oh, man.
Complete with a wrestling show and everything. I mean, and it was apparently just a who's who of guys in the business.
Wow.
Yeah, not since Uncle Omer or Macho Man. Anybody got anything
nice.
On me, man?
Oh, shit. That's huge.
And when I heard that High Spots was going to be there to film the whole thing, I thought, this might be bad, because anytime there's a wrestling wedding with a camera, it usually ends up with someone taking a chair shot at the altar.
Well, I mean, Nobbs is documented on video saying that if that wrestling bachelorette party turned out like an abortion, he would lick my ass in the middle of the ring. Like, Nobbs owes me a good old Canadian ass lick.
Oh, man.
That's not gay,
but
Dan.
He's gonna take a he's gonna take a trip on down to Nastyville because it was awesome.
Oh man,
you got to take a big steamy dump and then make him go to Nastyville.
That's it. I won't wipe that day.
No,
that
of course
is,
not.
That is horrendous.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, and that's not gay either.
Why didn't you do that bet with Frank?
What? That he'd have to lick my ass?
Earlier, yeah. Is it gay, Frank?
Yeah, it's gay.
No, okay. There's nothing wrong with
he
that.
He wasn't Carabana. Now I believe him.
There's
there
nothing.
You go.
There's nothing wrong with any of that stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was it. Was a pretty like trippy, really super duper fun little pre-wedding party.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, had a lot of my boys there, friends and family, and a lot of my Canadian brothers were there, jumping around doing funny stuff, and
including your legit brother.
Yeah, my legit brother was there.
Yeah.
He didn't wrestle that day. He wrestled. It was weird. The breakdown of the whole thing was Wednesday we had a sort of a pre-wedding bachelorette wrestling party.
Mm-hmm.
Then the following day at the beach, we got hitched, and then we had our reception at one of my buddy's places up North Tampa. And then the next day, me and my brother and a few of the boys did a live wrestling show, like at a wrestling show. Like the bachelor party was like closed set. It wasn't for fans or nothing. It was just my friends and family. And then that Friday, like it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the Friday, me and my brother with Stacy as a valet did our first sort of public appearances, man and wife.
Right.
This is like a Chinese wedding that goes on for a week.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was really like my lucky number is 3, and I mean, it's always been like, you know, the carnival weirdo devil 666 and all this stuff. So I thought, well, you know, 3 days of nonsense, you know. And
nice.
It was July 29th is the date that we tied the knot, and then August 29th is my birthday, and September 29th is her birthday. So I thought,
oh, that's
three
crazy.
Months in a row, 3 days, you know, 666, the whole thing.
That is dope. That's nuts,
there
man.
He's almost as much of a numerologist as you are.
I was going to say, he's got a 10 thing going on for the 29s and the 3s and the shit.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Just like you're all stupid about 10.
Right. As I just said.
Yeah. So, Nick, you're coming to Toronto for Stranglehold Wrestling.
Coming home.
And you're going to be here in Oshawa, I believe
yes,
it is. And Oshawa is a great wrestling town. You're coming to Oshawa August 26th for Stranglehold, and then August 28th, also for Stranglehold, you're going to be at Lee's Palace in Toronto. Frank was popping in the commercial break when he heard that, because Lee's Palace is a terrific venue.
Awesome place.
I always love the upstairs there, the dance cave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lee's Palace is badass. I haven't been there in years.
Me neither.
It would be real cool to come back home, and I guess I got Madman Pondo, king of the...
Oh, wow.
So it's going to get evil when me and him mix it up. I've never wrestled them, but we actually came up on a lot of those really insane, like hardcore Detroit wrestling shows where, I mean, there's, you know, chainsaws,
wow,
you know, severed pig's heads and stuff. So it's going to be
shit.
Pretty horrific.
You know, it's interesting because as much as you're always covered in blood as part of your gimmick and you know, are this carnival freak, and that's who you are, not just a character, but that's who you are. I don't think people really associate your character in any way, shape, or form with hardcore wrestling.
No, I mean, it's weird. I mean, I don't know. I mean, doing the freak show stuff, I'm doing stuff that makes hardcore kind of look like, you know,
softcore
okay
porn.
Senior citizens home. So I like to do things, you know, volume blasted. So
right.
I'm going to go hardcore. I'm going to, you know, take it in new directions and new levels. You know, I mean, whether it's hardcore, whether it's, you know, lucha style, strong style, whatever, I like to put my own unique spin on things. And I mean, I'm an artist as much as I am an athlete. So, you know, our profession is pain, and I like to do it with some pizzazz. So, you know, all these guys are using, you know, light bulbs and steel chairs or whatever. Well, you know, my favorite weapon is a whipped cream thumbtack pie.
Nice. Shit.
You know, I mean, instead of getting, you know, I mean, I can do like the staples and dollar bills.
Damn.
And stuff. I'll warm up with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm more of a dartboard kind of a guy.
The whipped cream.
With the dartboard on his back.
Oh, I remember that shit at a BCW one time. That was crazy.
I mean, a couple of people have tried doing the human dartboard in like the freak show circles.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they do it with a spine guard, and I'm the only guy on the planet that's ever done it front and back and spine guard.
Oh, shit. And how do you make
that? I kind of bring that stuff to the table, you know, doing pain masochism like that. I mean, it's pretty messed up.
See, and a friend of mine, this is pretty cool. Sin will get a kick out of this.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine recently who was in Las Vegas bought me a blowgun, which I have to tell you, it's the most fun thing in the world to play with. I can't put this thing away. And this blowgun, I was like, you know, I have this urge to spit darts at people. I want to spit it in someone's flesh. I just have to. And someone's like, yeah, okay, well, you can do it at someone's back, but don't do it in the front because, you know, I know that someone that happened to them and they punctured a lung and they almost died. But you're doing both sides, front and back, with these big friggin' darts. You're shoot crazy.
Well, I mean, there's a method to my madness. I don't just go out there like an idiot. Like, I'm not like, I mean, I enjoy watching Jackass, but their whole premise is going out feet first and just being retarded.
Right.
Right.
I like to consider myself sort of more of like an Evel Knievel, whereas like I'll think about, you know, height versus velocity versus impact and all that kind of stuff. I think of like think of me more as like sort of a full contact Chris Angel or something like that.
For real.
That's a wicked
handle. That's good, yeah. That beats
there's
cackling.
More like, sideshow guys can do some of those sideshow things, and the wrestlers do some of the wrestler things, but I like to mix it both. Like, I like a really physical performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll do stuff like I'll have, you know, a cinder block shattered on my stomach with a bowling ball from 10 feet while I'm laying on a bed of nails.
Wow, man.
That's tremendous.
That is legit,
you know,
carny
stuff,
shit.
Like, that's physical stuff that a lot of the freak show guys are just really just too small. They're sort of equatable to, like, you know, rock band guys. They're all little scrawny little guys. So then when you mix the size of a wrestler into some of that full contact freak show stuff, then it gets pretty ominous.
So when I go to the Stranglehold wrestling shows in Oshawa and at Leafs Palace, can I bring my blowguns in? Can I blow dart on you?
Yeah, you can blow me.
Selective hearing is fun.
You get what you deserve. Yo, could you bring one of those extra tack whipped cream pies? Because Frank would probably be pretty hungry, and I want him to.
He's always hungry, so fat.
Hey,
you'd eat that shit, huh?
Oh, I don't know about that, man. Tack cream pie?
Why not?
That's awesome. Tasty and terrible.
It's fantastic.
Good job.
I want a piece of the ring off and bending it in my teeth and choking you with it, like with a shoot piece of metal that people I can hand off into the audience and I go, holy crap, that's metal. It's not some piece of licorice or something.
Holy shit, dude.
See,
now,
that's not a freak show I want to be a volunteer with.
I love it.
I got to ask now, man, because, you know, I know, you know, she's got, like, the booty mark and all that stuff.
Oh, you're trying to go back to the booty. He already dismissed you.
No. You that crazy in the ring, and she's got tattoos on her eyelids and shit.
What are you saying? They have crazy sex?
How crazy does it get between y'all two? I mean, what kind of shit you be bending and breaking and burning?
Burning.
It can get pretty X Division in there.
Oh, wow.
Ladders.
X Division blazing.
Yeah.
I'm nuts.
Moon Salt Massacre every night.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. Wow.
I just had
off in our respective bubble wrap bikinis. And
wow.
And I got she's got her bubble wrap bikini on. I got my Bloody Butcher's apron on, and we go at it.
Wow.
That's awesome. So many people are repulsed, yet turned on.
Yeah.
Hey, man. man. It's like a car accident. You got to look. You know?
Totally. It's like, why do I love and hate this?
Okay, so then the next logical question is, if you were willing to videotape your wedding and put it on High Spots, when is the honeymoon going to be up on High Spots?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if somebody's paying, I'm playing.
Word up.
You know, get my wallet.
You sold for everybody's another price. You know?
Frank, how much are you willing to pay?
$1,000.
There's nothing in your wallet, man.
Do you think Amex?
Lord.
Yeah, we should just let the tape leak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Straight up.
That's how you get over.
Totally.
Well, Stacey was on, I was laughing my ass off. They had her on TMZ there for a while because they were one of her producers from a reality show that we were doing. I guess they busted him for murder or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so all the paparazzi stuff is they're always kind of hot on the tail. It's really bizarre.
Hmm. Well, you're used to the bizarre.
Yeah, I'm down with bizarre. It's all good.
I'm Cezanne.
I want to mention, so I already said Stranglehold Wrestling, August 26th and 28th, Oshawa and Toronto, respectively. Original Sin will also be performing or appearing or whatever it is at the, the Horror Festival, the 27th, 28th, 29th? What exactly is that thing called?
Yeah, it's the Rue Morgue Horror Festival.
There you go.
Wow. A bunch of different celebrities, different musicians and horror actors and some wrestlers. I guess Bushwhacker Luke will be both at the Stranglehold and on the Rue Morgue. The guy I'm popping for, I don't know what he's got to do with horror movies, but I don't care. I'm happy that he's going to be there, is William Shatner.
That's tremendous. Wow. Yeah, anything with William Shatner is a win.
TJ Hizooker right there.
Frizzle.
Yeah,
Frizzy.
I'll also enjoy meeting Glenn Danzig. I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, totally. Dan has no idea who that is, though. Daniel?
Not at all.
It was fun. I love going to the conventions too, because you always meet a cool, eclectic variety of different characters, and some of them you know well just from watching. Some of them, I met on other shows or whatever, and then just some of them you're surprised by how cool they are or how douchey they are, which is
right.
Entertaining either which way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we did this convention, a different one, a biker convention in Orlando, not the one that Stacey and I met at. It was something afterwards, mm-hmm. And we met some of the Sons of Anarchy guys, and they were cool as shit, and they were, like, tripped out. Like, we wanted to take some photos, but then before we ever got around to it, they actually came over to us and wanted to take photos. So I kind of was, like, sort of marking on my own head, thinking, man, this show's awesome, and they're asking me for a photo.
For real.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's pretty cool.
Then the last time, last convention we were at in Miami, I got choked out by the soup Nazi.
Oh, wow.
The legit shaft.
Wow.
Watching Kevin Nash serenade Shaft singing the song. And just as he said, you're a bad mother. Legit Shaft lifted Nash and just goes, shut your mouth.
Nice.
Right there.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Very cool.
Anything, I was getting choked up by the soup Nazi.
Sickness.
Yeah, this is the life I live. It's retarded from dusk till dawn.
I'm so envious.
That's
right
good
now.
Shit. I know.
I want to be Sin for one day.
On my down days, I'm often in Gibsonton, Florida, which is like total carny retreat land. Like, so much stuff in Florida as far as like the carnival stuff. Like, Barnum and Bailey's is headquartered in Florida.
Right.
Dumbo was born in Florida. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down at something like those World of Wonders and doing always learning new tricks and stunts and different things. Currently gulping down swords and throwing knives. And,
wow.
Lots of good stuff. So, yeah, I think Madman Pondo is – I think I'm going to have to take knife practice.
That's going to be insane, man.
Wow, you're making it sound like you're so in love with Florida. You're kind of like calling Ontario bizarring.
No, man. I'm full on a mark for Toronto. I love the deepest, darkest jungle of Canada, and I'm totally excited to come back. I live in Florida really – for work purposes.
Yeah.
If I was going to retire tomorrow, I'd come right back to Canada.
Wow. There you go.
I'd come right back to Ontario. I love the snow, but at the same time, I love the ocean and the palm trees. And
wow,
while I'm
hell
my
yeah.
ass kicked every day in, day out, that heat is nice on my muscles and on my bones.
No doubt.
I feel
that's
like
why most of the wrestlers, I heard you guys saying about, that's why all the wrestlers live there. It's like elephant graveyard of wrestlers. This is where we all go to keep our limbs from not falling off.
For real.
That's the truth. After,
don't blame you, man.
Well, after, what, 1,000 bumps a year, you don't want to be sitting in the cold winters of Toronto.
No.
No, actually, tomorrow I fly out to Sturgis to go do the bike week with Jim Rose Circus. And
that's
we're gonna be
awesome.
On stage with, like, Stone Double Pilots and Guns N' Roses and Alice in Chains and Godsmack and stuff. So I think that's going to be blistering.
I've heard of those guys.
When I get back to Florida, it's going to be like a blizzard compared to what I'm in for at Sturgis.
Wow.
Was there some kind of fallout that happened before with Jim Rose Circus and Jake Roberts?
Yeah, they can't stand each other, which was the funniest thing ever, because it was like Pee Wee Herman trying to fight Chewbacca size guy. Like, Jim Rose will be the first to tell you he's built like a jumbo shrimp. And, I mean, Jake is like, I mean, I think even when Jake is slouched over, he's like 6'6", 6'7", or whatever. And they were at each other's throats from the get-go. I mean, just because I think they're really cut from the same cloth. They're both sort of like those sort of rock star guys. They're both, you know, real savvy to all the, you know, scams and whatnot. And they just, yeah, I guess they were just so similar that they hated each other. And little old me was stuck in the middle of those two you know, bigwigs and trying to like play peacekeeper or whatever. And
wow,
man, every day, I mean, the shows on stage were insane. They were really innovative and really insane. And backstage was twice as crazy. So
yeah, that's,
I
mean, the real show.
Yeah, I wish I spotted the video of that. That would have been a fucking insane thing to see.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm remembering right now, you know, my sideshow fascination, that really happened for me back at Lollapalooza. We were talking about Lollapalooza a couple weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. That happened for me back in, I think it was 92, and Jim Rose was part of the side stage. And I was like, this is some of the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, wow.
It's going to be insane. I mean, we're always like, when me and Jim get together, it's always, we'll think of something crazier than we did the last time and the last time. And I'll have Stacey on stage there too, which I'll be very protective
nice.
Of. But looks like you know, she's gonna do some of her infamous scantily clad arm wrestling.
Yeah.
And all that.
Will she show the lip booty mark? The lip booty mark? She gonna show that?
We'll see. I don't know. It depends on how hot it gets.
All right.
So is Stacey more the lovely assistant, less the sideshow freak?
What's that?
I said, is Stacey more of the lovely assistant and less of the sideshow freak?
I wouldn't say lovely assistant. I'd say maybe lovely drill sergeant or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm a rat.
She means business, man.
She's my rat. Yeah. Right. Like, come on, woman, get up and do something around the house. Do a lap dance or something. I don't do shows. I'm the pioneer of the Attitude Era. You dance around in a thong for me, boy. Just respect your etiquette.
Damn. And you're in a thong in 5 seconds.
Pay your dues.
Yeah.
I got my bloody cowboy boots with crucified bunny rabbits on it and my thong.
Wow.
August 26th.
She's laying there in her bubble wrap PJs.
That's right.
Calling. I'm like, what do you want to see? She's like, just call it.
Just call it. That's awesome. That is a fun time.
And do you defer to the veteran?
She's looking at me like I'm a total fucking asshole right now.
Sin, when she tells you to call it, do you defer to the veteran?
Heck yeah!
Yeah.
I just need to know. I just need to know what's the cutoff and what's the go home.
Sweet.
Go home is when you're done.
Yeah, that's right.
August 26th and 28th for Stranglehold Wrestling. There'll be information up on the website. Also, the Horror Fest going on the 27th, 28th, 29th. We'll have that up on the O Show as well. He's going to be in Sturgis all next week, and a big show for NWA Florida. That's September 10th in Fort Myers Beach for all of our Florida Osters down there.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do.
That Florida show, that's also for charity. It's NWA Florida and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So,
oh, awesome.
Come on down and contribute to charity, and it's all for the kids. So we got lots of awesome guys like X-Pac, and I'm going to wrestle Scotty Too Hottie, and I'm going to kick the crap out of that worm dancing.
you should do the worm.
Lots of great surprises we got in store. So Cat versus Cat, we got Katie Burchill and Stacy Carter.
Nice.
We got lots
okay.
Oh, I thought you were saying Stacy Carter versus Ernest Miller.
that'd be a great one right there, too. Somebody call my mama.
Book that.
Trust.
You know what, Sin? We've got something special hooked up for the roundtable in the next segment. You want to hang on with us?
Sure.
We're going to hold on the line with the original Sin, Sin Bowdy, and we're going to do a little something-something in the roundtable.
Cool.
So we got to take a break right now. Everyone just sit tight. Don't go nowhere. I know this is not normally the way we do things. We just get in of one and out of the other and this and that. But we're going to let Sin hang on during the commercial break. My name is Big Daddy Donnie. That's your bro, Danny O. That's Fat Frank Fronte. And we got something special coming up on the other side.
Cool.
We'll be back right after this.
Wow! G'day, mateys. This is Bushwhacker Luke. If you're looking for some good kicking and a lot of licking, come to the O Show, the best show in town. We'll be right back.
InsidePulse.com is a pop culture mega site filled with hundreds of original articles, podcasts, and videos each week. Pulse Wrestling is home to Scott Keith and some of the internet's coolest commentary. IPTV features Mertz Jaffer, star of TV Tropolis's Reality Obsessed, blogging and spoiling all of TV's hottest shows, plus UFC, video games, music, and much more. Hey, if you're an Oster, you're going to love InsidePulse.com. It's pop culture that'll make your heart race.
As a certified personal trainer, I always get asked about healthy snack alternatives. I really had no idea outside of the traditional choices. That is until I found
Organic Select.
Organic Select offers healthy alternatives to everyday eating with a line of 100% certified organic snacks,
including raw cashews, blueberries, pumpkin seeds, and my favorite, Goji Sport Mix.
Organic food is free of pesticides and is more nutritious than conventional products.
Going organic also benefits the environment and supports community farming. For more information, visit organicselect.ca and make healthy living your best revenge.
LegacyBelts.com is making legends one belt at a time. This is the company that makes world championship title belts for boxing, wrestling, martial arts, and other special events. Feature films such as I Spy starring Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson and Ali starring Will Smith have featured title belts made by Legacy Belts. For more information, check out LegacyBelts.com.
LegacyBelts.com, making legends one belt at a time.
Escúchame, mi gente, this is Rico Montana, and I'm here to tell you how I love Ontario Indie Wrestling. So be like Rico and get to Hammerlock Video on theoshow.com and order your DVDs and see the best in Ontario independent professional wrestling. E si no, te rompo la madre.
Are you a Canadian business owner who's been thinking of growing your business but just don't have the extra cash to make your dreams a reality? Well, now you're in luck. Synergy Merchant Services has been supporting small to medium-sized businesses in Canada for the past 3 years by providing them with merchant cash advances. Looking to expand, renovate, buy new equipment or new inventory, or perhaps advertise or even hire new staff, Synergy Merchant Services can help you. They are Canada's merchant funding company. You need no collateral, and you don't have to put any liens against your home or business. You'll also avoid interest payments and fixed payment schedules. Synergy simply quotes you based on your Visa, MasterCard, and debit sales. It's your new, quick, and easy way to attain extra capital to help your business grow. For your free, no-obligation quote, call Synergy toll-free at 1-866-299-0101. That's 1-866-299-0101. For more information, log on to SynergyMerchants.com.
This is Gangrel, the Vampire Warrior, and I'm banging and banging to the Yo Show. You keep listening, keep tuned in.
Hey yo, Big Daddy, Bronte, present, Danny O, check. Now who's up on deck?
This week on the round table, the original Sin and Kevin Thorne.
The round table, the round table, baby. It's the round table, the round table, baby. Yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the O Show on theoshow.com and the O Show Radio Network, including our newest affiliate, LateNightVampire.com.
Word up.
And how fitting that we are joined on the roundtable by a vampire.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Original Sin, Sin Bowdy, still on the phone, and joining him, one of his good buddies, a guy who wanted to be on here to make sure he got a chance to congratulate him on his nuptials and everything else, former ECW star, well, the new school ECW anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Thorne is here. How are you, dude?
What up?
What up, guys? You guys, everybody doing all right?
Everyone's doing great, dude.
Real good. We're having a party, man.
And when I talked to Kevin Thorne yesterday in preparation for this interview, I said, yeah, we've got Kazarni coming up. He's like, oh, I want to be on with him. I want to talk to him. So here we are, dude.
Kevin Thorne, I've got the greatest face ever.
The greatest face?
Greatest taste. Oh, he's got a good face, too. Greatest taste ever.
Taste.
Greatest taste.
Why would that
taste,
be?
Man.
Well, it means I'm awesome, and it also means it's a joke that he's, you know, he likes blood and all that. He's a vampire.
All right. I thought he was going somewhere with it.
Word.
Yeah, so
we were going somewhere with it, but you killed it. You left it sitting there.
Yeah, way to go, man.
Totally botched that
table,
spot.
I only said, who's Lancelot and who's Arthur 5 times, and everybody went, yeah, that wasn't very funny. Yeah, okay, we get it. We're not very funny. We're not comedians. We're here at the round table. You know, I mean.
It's a tough audience,
I mean,
dude.
Shit.
It's a tough crowd.
I named my finish after Kiss Arnie, by the way. I mean, you know, what the hell?
Wow.
I mean, you know, can't we all get along?
I was going to say, how did you manage to blend vampire and carnival freak in one? How'd y'all hook up and become boys?
Well, that's a long story, and I don't know if we have that long with 15 minutes.
I was going to say,
well,
I had a feeling it would be an interesting one. We'll have to discuss more later.
It starts way back in Memphis, Tennessee.
Word.
So,
going back to the days of Seven, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the days of Seven, and, well, he was still Sin then. He kept a cool name the whole way. So,
right.
You know.
I was thinking that you wanted to come on the show to, like, give him a verbal pile driver for the night he ended your undefeated streak in FCW against who was it that you were working again? Spears. You were working Sean Spears, and then friggin' Kazarni came out of nowhere and ended your undefeated streak, and boom, that was it.
My bad.
Dude, I got to be honest. I really have never really done that many drugs or anything. But I can't even remember that.
No?
I mean, how do you remember such things?
I'm a Mizark.
He's a nerd.
I remember cutting
with a two-headed midget.
Yeah, that, yeah, for sure.
Two-headed, what, wait, what?
What? I mean, we go back to a time of, you know, sitting in FCW, which, by the way, at the time, had no air condition whatsoever, or didn't allow the boys to use the bathroom next door because they were too cheap to put plumbing in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had to go piss on the railroad tracks outside of there. And while I was in FCW at the time, I really had no idea. Oh, that's right. Vince didn't like vampires. I got sent back. Yeah, anyway, that's in a whole nother long story. But then, you know, wowed Dusty Rhodes. I mean, you wow Dusty Rhodes. That's saying something about a promo, and yet, you know, creative can't manipulate or paint or, you know, finger paint or draw with the two red crayons to even come up with something, you know, creative enough to use two guys who are visually and, you know, talk and appealing and everything else. I mean, Kiss Arnie landed. Or Sin. Let's not use Kazarni anymore.
Yeah.
Sin landed the cat, for God's sake.
Yeah.
If you can land a beautiful woman, you know you got something. Somebody on TV is going to be watching this. You know, I mean, what the hell? But, you know, here we are. We're talking roundtable discussions. We're having a good time.
No doubt.
I, on the other hand, have had one too many beers at the moment.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
You know, it is.
One too many beer and
Kevin, Kizani, you know, you guys got good gimmicks. You know what we do with good gimmicks around here in the WWE, motherfuckers? We get rid of them, baby.
Nice.
For all the cookie cutters, daddy.
That's how you do an impression, Donnie. Figure it out.
Wasn't there a story at some point that there was a rumored tag team between you two?
Yeah, there should have been. It would have made a lot of money.
Did you start that rumor?
I mean, we tagged on the indies, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
We tagged in Memphis, you know, and, I mean, we had that Memphis Coliseum scared. And I don't know why Vince wouldn't capitalize, but... Yeah, more than just that, baby. We fold them up and throw them in the trash can, darling.
I love it. I read something the other day, Kevin, that I completely forgot about. I guess we'd heard it when it happened, and then it was one of those things that just sort of, you know, emptied out of my brain because I don't have a lot of space in there. But when you left Vince Land, you were actually offered a contract extension, a new deal, and you said no thank you. Is that legit?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Why?
Well, I mean, when you sit at home for a year and you can't figure out why and you're beating your head in the door and everything else, and you know you're never going to succeed what you want to exceed or what you think you can succeed. And then plus at the time, I had my wife and I had a child.
Right.
Who's the absolute love of my life. And, I mean, I hang out with him all day long now. And, I mean, to be honest, I would be happy digging ditches in the morning time until he woke up, spend all day with him, and when he went back to sleep, I would work all night, you know, and still be just as happy as I was in WWE making money.
I hear you.
I mean,
good for you.
I mean, it definitely changes your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was never a true developmental guy in the sense, and, you know, neither was Sin, in the sense of all they know is we just got hired out of college football, or we got hired out of,
right.
You know, whatever. All we know is the WWE paying our paycheck. Mm-hmm. You know, I came from you know, busting my ass in Memphis, you know, driving up and down the road for $40, you know, payoffs, sometimes hot dogs, sometimes not even getting hot dogs and stealing gas. You know, I owe BP money, but you know what? They owe, you know, New Orleans money too. So, you know, we'll just call that even. But I mean, you know, it, that's the thing is I wasn't afraid to say, you know, screw it. I can do this on my own. I can market myself better. I can do a lot of things that, you know, better instead of letting, you know, some nerdy, you know, MFers that sit and play with their toys and come up with storylines. I mean, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know,
idea too.
What's that, Sin?
We gave those guys idea after idea too. We made their jobs easy, but they didn't think of it. They didn't want to use it. So I mean,
well, that's the ego kicking in, right? It's not my idea, so I'm not going to put it over.
I mean, we honed our craft on the road. I mean, Thorne. I mean, we created ourselves. We weren't given these characters, and then for some guy that doesn't know anything to, you know, to play God with our lives or whatever. If the writers can't think of stuff for us, we learn how to wrestle. They can't think of stuff how to write for us, and shouldn't they can, not us?
It's a hell of a point. And how long has it been since they had a major writer shakeup? Not as often as they have a major roster shakeup, that's for sure.
I always hate when workers are given the excuse, we have nothing for you. What do you mean you have nothing for me?
Fire the writer, absolutely. I could think of something for you.
Well, I mean, that's like
me and Thorne gave them tons of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I got to...
So like, true.
I got to tell you guys, other than the fact that the accents are different, this is almost sounding identical to our interview last week with Carlito. I mean, he said straight up, he's
totally
like,
true.
When management is just giving you no direction and no response, and you ask the question, what do I have to do to get to the next level? You know, I mean, he said it was frustrating, and it put him into a serious depression. And I guess you guys can relate to that.
Dude, we can be funny. We can be scary. We can be serious. We can, you know, jump around, you know, do fancy moves. We can do old school stuff.
Yeah.
It's a matter of just getting some direction. Just, boss, tell me what you want me to do as the employee, and that's what I'll
do. For
real.
If they can't give you that direction, they just want you just running around like a chicken with your head cut off, then what are you going to do?
What? I got to ask, because I never heard an answer that satisfied me, but what the hell happened with Mordecai?
Oh, yeah.
Mordecai was actually my own self-destruction. I can actually say that was my fault.
Okay.
In Louisville at the time, it was me and Maven and Sly. We went out one night, and my wife, who was my fiance at the time, my roommate, which was her best friend, and some other people, went out for Maven or Sly's birthday at the time. And we went to a bar down there, and for once in my life, honest to God, I can say I didn't have a drop of alcohol that night. Mm. I was the designated driver. I was trying to do everything prim and proper. I had my hair stark white, so I was already a freak in this bar.
Right.
You know, but I knew what I was about to be given to me, so I didn't want to ruin it. And there was a younger kid in there who on court testimony had about a bottle and a half of Jaeger and some other extracurricular activities and everything else, and you know, was full of piss and vinegar,
yeah,
and kept running through us and running through us and running through us. And, you know, and finally I grabbed my wife and my wife's best friend at the time and said, we're leaving, you know. And Sly and Maven were getting all the women that night. I mean, you know, all the women were coming up to him, you know, and that was what was pissing this kid off. And and I told my wife, I said, look, I'm going to the bathroom. When I get back, we're leaving. I don't want to we've come too far in this game now to ruin it on this kid.
Right.
When I got back, my wife was crying, and this kid had pretty much told her she could go fuck herself, you fucking douche cunt.
Wow.
Me and my friends will kick the shit out of your husband and everything else. And I said, and I looked at my wife and I said, I'm sorry, we've come too far. Any other time I'd waste this kid.
Yeah.
And about that time, out of the corner of my eye, he had grabbed a bottle and he put it down his side and he started coming towards us, and I headbutted him. And if you've met me up close and personal, my head's about the size of a kickball.
Right.
When your kickball hits somebody else's head, it pretty much destroys his face. I put him in the hospital for 3 weeks, and we got sued. WWE and myself, and it was kind of like, you got to go bye bye for a long time, you know, so this blows over. And so, a couple hundred thousand dollars later,
wow,
out of my pocket, and I get to come back as a vampire.
Brother, I do got to ask you, man, looking back on it, any regrets? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, when you sort of, you know, standing up for the honor of your lady and the nigga just taking the shit too far and you just can't handle it anymore, would you have changed what you've done in retrospect, or was it like you did what you had to do?
Next time I would have taken the bottle in the face, I would have cut my face wide open, and then I would have commenced to doing what I did.
Right.
Since I tried to protect myself first in the law of Kentucky or wherever, it was my fault, you know. But
damn,
you know what? At that point in time, looking back, I wasn't ready for that role anyway. What they were about to do with me as a kid, and that's like a lot of these next guys and everybody else's. You know, these kids aren't ready for what they're being given. These kids are going to fall by the wayside because they're too young. Now being 30, you know, 33 years old now, and knowing what to have, and learning business, because I mean that's the point. You know, that's the problem, is these kids don't know business. They just think, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. How's my match? How's this? How's that?
Right.
You know, eventually at some point in the wrestling business, and this is where you either succeed and you move forward, is eventually you have to say, you know what? I'm not a mark anymore. I don't give a shit who you are. I don't give a damn if you're Triple H,
right,
Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker, whatever. You know what? I'm a fucking man too. So,
right,
you know, when you know, discussions being said about the match, you know, these guys need to give their input. They need to say, no, I don't see it this way. I see it this way. But the problem is everybody's just like, oh, yeah, they're so smart. They've done it all. You know what? They have done it all. But the problem is, you know, and the problem, you know, when business was at its best is when guys were mutually on the same level, and you know what? They fought over who was going to be more over.
Yeah.
You know, now these kids, they just, what they want to do is they just want to be yes men and, you know, whatever. And, you know, they're getting a prime opportunity right now, but here soon, you know, banana nose motherfucker with the sledgehammer is going to come back and he's going to lay waste to all of them.
Right.
And none of them are going to go, oh no, I don't see it that way, because, you know, we've gotten this far. We're strong now. Maybe we should do it this way. They're all going to go, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. Thank you for my job, sir. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just all going to get laid waste to. And then they're not going to mean shit. I mean, you know, in 2 years from now, you're going to be having the next guys on. Of course, you're probably not, because none of them really give a shit about wrestling.
They're all just too green to realize, you know, the situation they're in. Like all of us, in hindsight is a bitch, because you figure it out too late or whatever, and you realize, just like Kevin said, you're trying so hard to say yes, sir, and you want to please them so bad, and you're walking right into an ambush, and you never even know it. Like those guys are, you know, in that Nexus thing or whatever, their greenness is being hidden because they're, you know, there's like eight of them on one guy or whatever, so all they can do is just swarm around and clusterfuck around, and nobody can see their lack of wrestling skills. Now, some of those guys are good, and some of those guys are neon green. And as you know, as that whole thing runs its course, and they're gonna
you know, they're going to discard the guys that they, you know, don't see anything in, that, that can't stand alone, that can only stand in a group of eight or whatever.
Right.
Then they're going to completely, you know, revamp a couple of those guys. And, I mean, always I think a gimmick change is definitely just not a good thing, because it just – I think Vince thinks sometimes those fans are stupid and they don't know anything.
Right.
They don't. They do. Like, they're going to say, hey, that, you know – That white-haired guy, he was, you know, he was white-haired, now he's a vampire.
Yeah.
That carnival guy, he was this, and now he's that. And, you know, people go, what the hell? That doesn't seem real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vince wants his cake and eat it too or whatever.
Right.
I mean, I was giggling so hard. Stacy thought I was an asshole, but I thought it was funny. We were in the passport office in Tampa, and that David Utunga comes walking in.
Mm.
And I scream across the room. There's about 100 people in there. I go, what's wrong, David? You're wrestling so bad, they're kicking you out of the fucking country.
Wow.
And he just hung his head and smiled and just kind of, he was just, I guess he figured, you know, respectful that there was a guy with, you know, more years on him than him.
Right, right.
Making a joke or whatever. I was just goofing around. I was just being silly.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. How's my match, sir?
He's got that opportunity. Power to him. I don't begrudge any guys. I just think, you know,
you can't
all
hate
of us are skating on thin ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't hate them because, I mean, you know, they're being put in that position. They have to do whatever they can do with it. But, you know, it comes to a point where they have to, you know, they have to know the business aspect of this now.
Right.
And the problem is nobody's being taught the business aspect. They're all being taught, show up at 10 o'clock. You know, you practice till, you know, 2:30. We all do, you know, a headlock into a tackle, drop down, whatever, get it again. You know, everybody does the same shit.
Right.
I mean, you know, nobody's getting to see, you know, nobody's going out there and having to learn, you know, hey, this promoter just, you know, is trying to run out with the money, or, you know, this
yeah.
promoter says that I should do this because of this, you know. And I mean, nobody's having to think, you know, on a business level. They're not having to market for themselves. They're not having to, you know, not having to do all these aspects of these businesses that guys long before them learned how to do. And, you know, and you know, join groups. You know, the Four Horsemen weren't the Four Horsemen just because of, you know, something. They're the Four Horsemen because they bonded together and they ran roughshod. They didn't give in. They
ran the road. They learned every angle. They
ran the road together.
Bit of work and business.
You know, and they did it. They didn't give in to, we think you need to do this tonight. No, we're going to do it this way, and you know, we're going to do it 6 weeks from tonight.
Right.
You know, and we're going to make some money. You know, make some money out of it. See, these guys don't do that. They just, you know, and there lies the problem. We're subject now of our own fault because of, you know, just youth. I mean, we're just nobody's being taught, because all we're force fed is the same chocolate milk.
Right.
Absolutely.
We're not allowed to, you know, drink for the forbidden cup.
Yeah. Right. And you know what?
You know, how dare you think on your own? Because once you do, you're done.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The evidence is there.
Trainers you're in fired. The world, if you've got two or three of the greatest trainers training 70 guys, well, even though they're great trainers, all 70 guys are going to wrestle the same way.
That's right. That's a great
better way. Is like learning your craft all over the world. That way you got 70 different guys or 80 or whatever different guys learning drastically different. That way you've got different styles of guys. I mean, who wants to watch, you know, who wants to go to a concert and watch 20 of the exact same band? You want to see a Black Sabbath and a Rob Zombie and a
all of them guys.
And Godsmack. You don't want to see 10
totally.
Of the exact same band, no matter how good they are. You know, you want a variety.
I want
Timberlake and
Justin Bieber, yeah.
Right.
Maybe some Miley and some Justin Bieber.
Hell yeah.
who wants to watch 10 Danios?
Oh, God.
Who wants to watch one?
Imagine that concert.
Let me... I want to ask you guys this, because Raw right now is completely built around 7 Greenhorns, and then the other show, TNA... is right now completely built around a whole bunch of veteran guys, and some would say guys who are way past their day as they gear up for their pay-per-view this weekend, which is ECW themed, all about re-establishing the legacy of the guys who, according to Tommy Dreamer, had their legacies ruined by the WWE's version of ECW. I'm really curious to know what you guys both think of this, both from the perspective of Sin, you were a member of the TNA roster, and Kevin, you were a part of the new ECW, which apparently Tommy is shitting all over and saying, this is why we have to do this.
Yeah, that's, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of a tough road for me because, I Tommy Dreamer was in my wedding. I love Tommy Dreamer to death. You know, me and Tommy had some great matches in the revamped ECW that WWE brought in and stuff. But it comes to a point where it's just, to me, it's just like, how many times can we have a fucking reunion, for God's sake?
Right.
I mean, you know, I mean, the bitches are getting fatter. You know, they're pregnant. You know, some of them, have died. Whatever. But I mean, how many, I couldn't stand going to my first Clash reunion. Less than one.
Oh, man, I hear you.
Here's
a good example. You take somebody like Freddie Blassie. He was like the vampire version of Ric Flair, for years and years. And then when he couldn't go anymore, he became an awesome wrestling manager. And then he was behind the scenes and stuff. Like, I mean, let the circle of life kind of take place. Like, Tommy Dreamer's mind is a great mind. I mean, I think it would be awesome to have him, writing storylines at TNA. Mm. That's, to me, how he would best contribute to the business. Like, I think Tommy Dreamer is an awesome talent, an awesome guy.
Oh, yeah, phenomenal.
So put him to, to work the best way he can lend to the business that he loves.
Right.
I mean, if he was writing the TNA, fuck, it'd be awesome.
For real.
Then take old guys, new guys, rookie guys, experienced guys, and blend them all together, and, it would be up to somebody, a good booker like Tommy or something to make sense of it all.
Is this a huge mistake, Sin, to do this at this point, to have a ECW themed show and bring back a bunch of guys? I mean, the main event alone is very intriguing to me. You got Rob Van Dam and Jerry Lynn, and that alone to me has me interested enough to order the pay-per-view. The rest of the show is sort of a mystery. It's just a bunch of guys, Sabu, the FBI, although apparently Vito says he's not part of it.
It's been done.
Totally. Right. Yeah.
As I said,
the thing is, why does a company that's trying to upstart and whatever else and has such great talent in Beer Money and AJ Styles and, and all these guys want to, pull out the fucking spare, the tire that's granted when it was brand new was one hell of a tire and rim, but now it's already been put on the car. It can't soup the car up anymore.
I hear you.
There's nothing that's going to make this car run any better. The wheels that have already been burnt out and the rubber's faded on them, it's not going to make the car look any sharper.
We've seen Dreamer versus Raven 100 times.
W
guys against the TNA guys.
I think that's part of the idea, but they haven't announced the card. And actually, I think that's maybe the smartest thing they've done is not announce the entire card. Just a bunch of old ECW guys that you love are going to be there. Tune in to see what happens.
I don't know. See, that's why I brought up that point last week. I kind of disagree with that. I would like to see the card, and maybe it would be a cool idea, as the boys say, to maybe have a TNA guys up against some of those old school dudes.
I don't think the concept.
Exactly. But you do it that way. You don't.
Right. The reunion thing's been done.
The same old song and dance.
Right.
I feel you. And in all retrospect, whatever, the best thing that could possibly happen is you have, Paul Heyman or whatever, makes that appearance and says, guess what, motherfuckers? I'm about to start writing this shit.
Oof.
Then you're like, oh, hell yeah. Paul has this mind that is, ungodly. I mean, he thinks in pop culture. He knows what the fuck's going on. Vince is a genius. Vince really is. He's an evil genius. But the problem is with the evil genius is he's gotten so rich that he doesn't read People magazine. He doesn't fucking, he's so far, he's made so much money that he's so far above normal life that he has no clue. I mean, 6 years from now, someone will accidentally drop a book of Twilight on Vince's desk somehow, or, somehow he'll find it, or it'll be somewhere, he'll suddenly, look and go,
Well, goddamn, we should have a vampire.
Right.
You know what?
Kev, you just took my thought right out of my brain. I was just going to say Twilight or same thing. Like, I mean, like, we don't know what you are. You're a carnival freak. Well, what about Hot Topic and Slipknot and Rob Zombie?
I was telling, you know, trying to tell them, you know, as the ECW Vampire was going, I was like, look, man, there's True Blood, there's this. I mean, I was reading all the, magazines and Twilight and all this shit. And, you know, and granted, the Twilight vampires are a bunch of faggots, but hey. No, that's fine, but the girls love them, so why not have that?
Right.
No kidding.
I mean, you know, you got the True Blood stuff, and you got the Wolverines, and you know. You got the mystics. So you got all the carnival freaks like fucking Finn, and I mean, you got all this stuff.
No doubt.
And I mean, you know, the cut and dry Abercrombie and Finch models.
Vince thinks
are money or not, because not everybody looks like that. And you know what? Every time I walk past an Abercrombie and Finch, I want to go in there and fucking kick the fucking sign down because these fucking male, you know, models or whatever, yeah, great, they're good looking, whatever, but they couldn't fight the way out of a wet fucking paper bag.
No doubt.
I mean, you know, any one of those guys walks in a bar, they walk into a bar. People like me and Finn walk into a bar, the music fucking stops, people turn around, and they look going, what the fuck? All right, let's see here. This might be trouble,
right,
or this could be good. But, mm-hmm. but
an impression is left.
Stop and pay attention.
Right.
Nobody gives a fuck about the flipped up collar motherfuckers that they're presenting. I mean, everybody's got tights. Trunks, knee pads, and boots. You know, they got some little nice design on their thing. But other than that,
stamp,
I mean,
got on their ass.
There's nothing there. You know, I mean, there's nothing that sets them apart. They all look the same. They all got abs. They all, you know. You know, I mean,
I hear you, brother. Trust me, man. Preach, buddy.
Testify.
I hear you, man.
Kevin,
this technology is sucking. My iPhone here is going to die, so I'm about to crap out. So I just want to say, Kev, I love you. Thanks for the good wishes, and thanks all you guys for having me on here and stuff.
Oh, no doubt.
I can hear it. This thing's going to beep, so let me peace out.
Love you, too. We'll have some new married shenanigans.
Right. We'll be seeing you soon, Sin.
Hey, Kev.
Have a good nizzite.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys all be safe.
No doubt. See you soon, Doc.
We'll see you at Stranglehold.
Cool.
Peace.
All right. There's the original Sin Bowdy.
Awesome, man.
Kevin, we're just about to let you go as well, but I have to ask you something, because if I don't ask you this specific question, my listeners will never let me live this down.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably going back now about 3 years.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And one of the very first episodes of this show, maybe 10, 11, 12, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're now at 179. We had a guest on our show, former member of this show.
Right.
Jason Sensation.
Oh, God.
And Jason was on this show.
Oh, yeah. I heard. I raped him and I did all this other shit. And
right.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know. There was none of that that went on, and Jason liked to have a big mouth and talk a lot of big game.
Mm.
So we had some shenanigans, and we gave him a wedgie. Now, if you know, a wedgie is a wedgie. It's not raping. It's not anything. It's grabbing your underwear and pulling them up.
Right.
And if I remember correctly, there was about 10 other guys in the room doing this all at the same time, and it was everything else going on. So how I got picked out of this, I don't know, but, you know, it was – last time I checked, I'm, you know, very heterosexual, and I'm not trying to, you know, rape an ugly motherfucker like Jason Sensation.
Story did make its way to you then, right? You've heard this before that he'd been saying.
Yeah, I heard all that. And I mean, you know, the thing is I never had anything against Jason Sensation. I thought he was talented as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he was, you know, to me, was the next Andy Kaufman. I mean, this guy, like, you know, he just had it. He just, you know, he had that whatever, you know, just, you know, whatever it was. He just, the voices, and I mean, he would have made one of the greatest heel managers of all time.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, hindsight being hindsight, fuck, that was probably 10 years ago. So you know what?
Yeah.
You know, maybe we shouldn't have done that. You know what? And if I was the only one to be remembered in that, you know, then, yeah, I'm sorry. I really didn't think that what I was doing, you know, meant that much or deserved to be in a book or anything like that. Because, I mean, you know, whatever. But, you know, to me, I honestly think Jason would have been, you know, something out there, you know, very special. And, I mean, you know, when I heard that, I was like, really? I was like, okay. I mean, I don't really remember that. I remember calling Charlie Hoff and going, did that really – I mean, all we were doing is goofing off. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, you know, I know I got, you know, my bed, I got a fire extinguisher in my face. I got whipped cream on that trip. I got, you know, got all kind of shit. And I don't remember, you know, wanting to write a book about it saying, oh, I got raped in wrestling. Because, I mean, you know, if that's what you call raped in wrestling, I mean, that's pretty small. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a lot worse out there than that. Mm-hmm.
Now, Jason has said later on, this was during a time when he came on our show and talked about this, he admitted later, I guess a year or so later, that he told us that story and several others that were incredibly shocking. And he was telling all these stories during what he now says is a very dark time in his life.
Right.
When he was under the influence of everything but rollerblades. And Jason was, you know, apologetic to many people. Although I will say, I never heard him make an apology to Kevin Thorne. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have to get him on the air at some point.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you referenced Andy Kaufman because he almost pulled a bit of an Andy Kaufman about a month ago. Jason actually faked his own death. So a bunch of us who've known Jason for a decade and a half, we spent a whole day thinking the guy was gone. And, yeah, man, I don't know, dude. Jason, we hope whatever's going on, dude, whatever demons you have, you get rid of them because this is freaky. It's freaking us out.
Well, I hope he hears this and recognizes what's, you know, maybe what was a dark period of his life or how he remembers it anyways, hopefully changes in knowing, you know, what that side of the story is. And perhaps that'll help his recollection of not just what happened, but how people feel about him, which is kind of a big deal as well with respect to all of that. And he understands that. So, Kev, I really give you a lot of props, and I appreciate you fielding that question for us, man.
I mean, you know, one of those things that needs, you know, it needs to be answered. And I mean, it you know, nothing ever personal of anything. I mean, you know, I mean that, you know, that's the thing is, I mean, he's a talented guy.
I'm right there with you, man. I mean, I consider Jason my boy. He was on, you know, doing interludes on one of my albums, and he's in that video that I also happen to have Mr. Sin in as well.
Oh, you can't stop milking that pinfall win over Sin.
I'm just saying, I beat both of them in the same day. You know, some people beat The Rock and Stone Cold, and some people beat Sin and Jason in the same day. No, but I'm saying, you know, we go back, and I got love for him too.
No.
If someone deserves to be raped, though, Kevin, it's Frank here.
Hey!
Not
what,
Jason.
What's the deal,
well, he'd
man?
Enjoy it. Yeah. That kind of doesn't count.
He'd welcome
first
it.
First off, I'm terrified of vampires. Kevin scares the shit out of me. With all due respect, dude, I was a big fan of yours, but you freaked me out, okay? I didn't want you anywhere near me.
Frank sells all the time.
Yeah.
Geez. Hey, Kevin, before we let you go, I got to ask you this. This is another huge question on my mind. Please tell me, even if you have to lie, please tell me that you somehow stuck it in Shelly Martinez.
Oh, yes.
You can work me. I don't care.
No, man, that never was.
You can work me. I don't care.
I would have preferred
she was. No, man, she was awesome. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, she was hotter than balls, and I mean, a great person to be paired up with, and everything else. And I mean,
two great characteristics.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, she had it. I mean, she really did. But
she had them,
and I mean, you know, if a company out there wanted to make money, they put us out there together again. Because now I'm not a fat vampire. I'm actually a fucking lean vampire with abs and everything else. I've gotten my act together, and I'm, you know, in shape and, you know, doing all kind of boot camps and, you know, personal training and all kind of stuff. And, I mean, she's really working on her, you know, honing in her modeling career and everything else. And, I mean, you know, it was weird. You know, if I would have got put together with her maybe a couple years earlier, then, yeah, I would have said probably so. But, you know, I'm married, and, you know, I came back, you know, through a lot of Southern Baptist roots and stuff like that. Wow. And, you know, I was always honed in of, you know,
yeah, you know, I'm in a dirty business, you know, and yeah, I'm not a perfect angel. I'm not gonna lie, but I still have morals and I still have, you know, whatever. And, you know, when I married my wife, you know, I told her on the altar, hey, look, you know, till death do us part. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is see some lightning bolt. Cause if it isn't a lightning bolt, it's going to be my wife with a fucking big ass hatchet.
Word up.
So, it wasn't really worth it for me to, you know, shit where I eat. So to speak.
Feel you, man.
I feel that
it was better as a brother and sister thing. Now, I'm not going to lie. When I went out through that curtain, you know, I was, you know, definitely taking out some frustrations.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but, you know, when you go back through the curtain, you take some ice, you throw it down your pants, you feel a little bit better about yourself. You know, and then you go home and you take it out on your wife.
There you go.
There it is. So,
there it is. I mean, it's all about inspiration.
I mean, you know, Shelly, you couldn't, I mean, she to me was, you know, another one, like, kind of like me and Sin. I mean, you know,
whoa,
you got all
whoa.
These flavors. All the flavors are blonde and big tits or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Here's this chick that's hot as balls, got some tattoos, you know, looks like a freaking just absolute freak.
Mm-hmm.
What kid out there wouldn't look at her and go, oh, my God.
No doubt.
She would do things to me with her tongue.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
That would make me, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, just think about it.
I've heard she can.
We have thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, but here it is. I mean, here it is again. Is we don't know how to write for. We don't know how to do.
Yeah.
What? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, 31 flavors. Everything ain't chocolate, vanilla, and freaking strawberry.
I'm with you.
You know, there's Rocky Road and whatever else. I mean, you know, and you just, you know, that was the biggest thing, and that was one of the keys to me just, you know, telling Johnny I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I felt like I was slamming my head against the wall. We'll cut your hair. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, why'd you cut your hair?
Right.
Or, you know, we want you to wear all black ties and a black jacket, and, you know, you need to get the red out of your hair and all this other stuff. Well, why are you trying to look like the Undertaker?
The Undertaker, right.
Well, I don't know, motherfuckers, yeah. Because you told me to wear all black.
For
you know,
real.
And I mean, but those are the, it's like, you know, back then, you know, you can't say that because, you know, like we were talking about before is, you know, back then I was, you know, under the impression of if I just say yes sir long enough, you know,
yeah.
It'll all be okay. I just got to keep saying yes sir, you know, and I mean, you know, you finally learn after, you know, you talk to some of these other guys is, you know, Vince doesn't want that. He wants some people to, you know, tell him to go fuck, you know,
maybe.
Fuck himself.
Yeah.
Because he needs that. He needs that reality check every now and then because everybody's a yes man to him.
It's got to be the right guy, though. It's got to be the right guy that tells Vince to go fuck himself because if it's a guy that he doesn't respect or a guy he doesn't see money in, then you're just getting the future endeavors. But you know what, Kevin? Listen, man, this has been an awesome, awesome experience.
Really dope, man.
Having you and Sin on the line together was a lot of fun.
Totally.
I do want to let the listeners out there know that we have contacted Shelly Martinez, and she will be joining us on the O Show at a future date. In which
awesome.
Case, everyone will be rocking with their cocks out.
You guys call me. You guys call me on that. I would love to be on.
All right,
cool, man.
Sure.
Kevin Thorne is going to be the king of the three-way interviews.
Yeah, it's your own gimmick.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, man, we can have a great big freaking orgy on the round table. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone's going to bust on Shelly.
Granted, I'm a married man, but I can call the shots. You guys, you know, whatever.
Firsties.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
So, nice, man. That works.
Real quick,
you
know, the guys that set me up on this stuff.
Yes.
We're wrestling in El Paso on the 28th.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. I was about to.
Yep, World Wrestling Today. It's going to be if you're in the El Paso area, you're in Texas area, whatever, it's going to be a hell of a show. There's a lot of names on there.
Tons.
You guys can go to www.worldwrestlingtoday.com, get all the details on who's on the card and everything else. You know, come out to the stadium, check out one hell of a show. You can't just promote a promotion. I got to promote myself too.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are on Facebook. I'm not under Kevin Thorne. I'm under Seven Thorne.
Seven Thorne.
And then I got /marks /marks Kevin Thorne.
you know, just in case you're not that smart and you can't realize what it is. You know, and then also I have a website. It's www.7-thorn.com. If you still think my name's Kevin, you know what? You can put that in there too, and it'll still get you to my site.
Look nice. At so, you.
Way to go,
you're
man.
Mr. Technology.
So you guys, you know, if you're looking for me out there, I mean, definitely find me. I love working all the stuff on the weekends. I have a hell of a job in Indianapolis on the weekdays doing my boot camps and everything else. But I like this kind of stuff is fun. I love hanging out, you know, talking to the fans and talking to everybody else, because I mean, this is what, you know, makes my job, you know, awesome, is, you know, getting to spend, you know, time with good people and meeting people from all over God's green earth. I mean, it's a great time.
Very dude,
cool, man.
Awesome of you to join us. Awesome of you to take time out. I know you're real busy right now. You're working on a movie. You got gigs going on. And the WWT show that's coming up, I'm extremely excited. I haven't given up total hope yet. I'm hoping I can get a flight somehow and get down to El Paso and see that show. I've been talking to the people down there at WWT, and they're telling me what this show's going to entail, and it sounds absolutely freaking phenomenal. So
and then too, man, I tell you, last time at El Paso, it rained. It was outside show, so a couple of us had a day off. El Paso is one hell of a city to shop in. If you need some shit, let me tell you, them gangster Mexicans down there, they have the good shit. I ain't even going to lie. I mean, there was all kind of stuff to shop around at. You know, so
isn't it zero sales tax, too?
You know, go down there, shop a little bit, and then come to the wrestling that night, because, I mean, there's some cool stuff. And then you can go across the border and see the donkey show. Not that I
would. Oh, man.
Oh, I'm there.
So, but the donkey show is right across the border.
Dude, let's go see the donkey show together.
That's horrible.
Let's do it. You in, Thorn?
Look, man, you guys got it. Me and Jason Sensation got to, you know, make up before I can go.
No, we'll bring Jason to the donkey show.
I love it.
That'll be fun. That'll be a good reunion. We'll put it on YouTube.
Like a good Christian man, he turns the other cheek.
I love
He's not
it.
Bearing Jason at all.
No, I love it.
Good class guy, act, man. Bro. No class doubt. Act. No doubt.
Kevin, do us a favor. Hang on the line just a quick sec before we have to let you go. Everyone, check out worldwrestlingtoday.com.
Yes.
Click on the gallery section, and there you'll see the full list of everyone that's appearing. It's unbelievable the amount of talent that's lined up. And another WWT star will be joining us on this show next week.
Sweet.
There you go.
That's awesome.
The
man.
Parade of champions continues.
Oh, but I thought you didn't like parades, man.
Well, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a play on words. I think parades are horrible. I really do. What a show, man. What a show. Jam packed.
Yeah, I loved it, man. And I always love when the cats, I mean, Sin's an old friend, man. But Kevin Thorne's crazy fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got to holler at Jason. Let him check out this interview.
I was going to say, he's nothing like how Jason described him.
Very different.
I think Frank was a little nervous coming into this one after the...
I thought when you said Kevin Thorne, I'm like, fuck, I heard he's a dick. This guy's awesome.
Well, straight maybe we'll up. Have to call Jason next week.
I think we shall.
Quick programming notice. Each episode of The O Show for the remainder of August will be appearing on theoshow.com one day early.
I know y'all motherfuckers thought we were going to say late.
No.
I know y'all thought we were going to say late.
No.
One day early.
One day early. So every episode of The O Show for the rest of August will be coming to you on the Wednesday.
Wednesdays.
As opposed to the Thursday. Now, as far as all of our affiliates are concerned, audiowrestling.com and wrestling-radio.com and angrymarks.com. We can't speak for them. They have their own schedules set up, so they may still be carrying us on Thursdays, but on the mothership, we will be moving to Wednesdays only for the rest of August.
There you go.
Okay?
Just so y'all know.
If you want to get at us, it's info@theoshow.com or call the new O phone, 414-44-O-SHOW, 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 414-44-O-SHOW. My name's Big Daddy Donnie. That's your bro, Danny O. Fatty Frank Fronte. Special thanks to my bro, Notorious T.I.D. Special thanks to 7 Kevin Thorne. Also to the original Sin. And to the motherfucker who was playing host to the original Sin today, our homeboy Dave Linton.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Lacio.
Well, he just done rhyming, I guess.
I would never did. I didn't have one rhyme.
I thought you were going to say Kurt B, rhyme it with Notorious T.I.D., but anyways.
Who are you talking to?
I'm saying horse, dude.
Yeah, so thanks to everyone who helped put this one together. What are we going out on, Daniel?
Yo, I'm really proud of this one, man. I'm going to take y'all to something absolutely brand new from my boy Guapo, formerly known as Def Con. This is one of my former students, man, and I'm really proud of this achievement because Def Con just, or sorry, it's Guapo now, just dropped his latest album. You can download it for free. The links are up on theoshow.com. The shit is called Pack Up the Moon and Dismantle the Sun. And in case you're wondering what this kid's all about, he is a lyrical genius, and I'm proud to call him one of my proteges. He was coming from the same camp as Conwell, my man who I did the Last Minute record with. Anyways, this track is called Guapo Goes In. It's off that album. It's out now. You can download it free. Check it out.
Fuck, you like that Jim Cornette of hip-hop. You're just producing guys.
Frank. Shh. Just shut up. You're uncooling the song. Episode 179, done the party. We'll see you next week.
Sus man chilling with sus mans. Fuck that. I want just chill with my thugs that I love that. I brush past haters when they hate me. Yeah, man. So don't try to give me lip like a mustache. Find me with a blunt rap, empty in a dub sack, chilling around waiting for a Tupac to come back. Where he at? My mixtape dropping like bodies when a gun blast. So don't sweat me like my nutsack. Ew. You can see me pop up like a fun fact. Leave your head spinning like hubcaps. My money's going farther, so I sun cash. I don't trust banks, shoeboxes with a fun stash. Shorty trying to school me, but I'm done class. Dumb ass, she's straight tripping like a bus pass. I'm just trying to run fast, jump dash, escape the shadow that the sun casts. Come on,
from East West to Acto, I bring it to a next plateau. But I keep it fat though.
Live MC, you will die against cheese.
I show the flow, I go into the villain's time to leave. From East West to Acto, I bring it to a next plateau. But I keep it fat though.
Live MC, you will die against cheese.
I show the flow, I go into the villain's time to leave.
Lennon said, let it be, I hear what he's telling me. Cause I could end it with a word like a spelling bee. I could finish any verse like the letter E. I could sell my swagger to rappers with no assembly. Trying to find a hottie to party by where the venue be. I know the bouncers, so I get it free. It doesn't help if I smell of weed, especially when it's sour like a lemon squeeze. I get up in a track like a melody. I don't give a fuck about fashion, you pussy. I could still whip your ass in sweatpants and a hoodie. What's a good in having those 10 deep jeans when I roll up with a 10 deep team? Nah, me. Widescreen in a leather chair. Take me where the weather fair. Take me where there's women swimming everywhere. Take me where I sleep with women dressed up as a teddy bear. I didn't say that, I really think you should check it.
From East West to Acto, I bring it to a next plateau. But I keep it fat though.
Live MC, you will die against cheese.
I show the flow, I go into the villain's time to leave. From East West to Acto, I bring it to a next plateau. But I keep it fat though.
Live MC, you will die against cheese.
I show the flow, I go into the villain's time to leave.
Simple as this. All I need is cymbals and kicks. I'm spitting from the second that the rhythm begins. Toilet paper flow, I have them filling my shit. No gimmick, no image, I'm as real as it gets. Fuck that licorice and cinnamon shit. I want women with lips that taste like brisket and chips or chicken and ribs. This is for the children and kids. I'ma give you Ritalin, limitless liquor and make you millions from this. It's a business and an enterprise. My inner circle never lies. I finish first, the gift and curse. I spit a verse to exercise. It's been working every time. Simple purpose, get me mine. Empty skies, I certainly am dressed to fly. Catch me in the ozone. Maxing, no go fashion, plaid shorts, polo matching, stone cold throwing low blows in the dojo. My name got a ring to it, Frodo Baggins.
From East West to Acto, I bring it to a next plateau. But I keep it fat though.
Live MC, you will die against me.
Show the flow, I'm going to the top of the heat. From East West to Acto, I bring it to a next plateau. But I keep it fat though.
Live MC, you will die against me.
Show the flow, I go until it's time to leave.
Yeah.